under a congressional spotlight in a couple of hours. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports from Capitol Hill.
With his company under intense scrutiny for a series of shooting incidents, Blackwater's owner, former Navy SEAL Eric Prince, appears before a House investigating committee this morning. Questions will focus on reports Blackwater guards have opened fire repeatedly on Iraqi civilians, along with questions about their training and behavior, and questions, too, about why the U.S. government relies so heavily on these private soldiers and has paid this company over $1 billion.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. That billion-dollar-plus reliance is part of the business of war.
The presence of a number of these people here in Iraq are essential to a lot of our operations. That's just a fact of life.
Military spokesman Admiral Mark Fox, the FBI now investigating the latest deadly shootings involving Blackwater guards. A House committee report says a drunken Blackwater employee shot and killed a bodyguard for Iraq's vice president last year. It also alleges the company tried to cover up a 2005 shooting. The report takes on the State Department for allegedly failing to supervise Blackwater guards in Iraq, Nick.
And today, the Supreme Court takes up a key case in this term.
For years, a courthouse revolt has been brewing over a law requiring far harsher sentences for crack cocaine than for powder. Many judges call it unfair. Now, in an important case, the Supreme Court weighs in.
Possessing just 5 grams of crack cocaine results in the same prison sentence as possessing 500 grams of powder.
The ACLU's Adam Wolf says there's no scientific basis for that.
It's resulted in unacceptable racial disparities.
Despite similar drug use rates, black offenders are 20% more likely to go to prison than whites. In 2005, the High Court made sentencing guidelines advisory. But the Justice Department says when Congress speaks specifically, judges must listen.
Government attorneys say Congress could not have been more clear in determining that these crack cocaine cases ought to allow for very significant punishments.
CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A chilling story from Cleveland where police have a woman in custody in connection with the drowning deaths of her two young daughters. Police Lieutenant Thomas Stocco says 22-year-old Amber Hill made a call to her boyfriend at work.
According to the father in the phone call, she stated to him that the kids are in peace, the kids are resting in peace. So this, you know, led him to believe that perhaps they were in danger. He went to the home, but it was too late. Both the children were dead.
The children were found in a bathtub at the family home. 10 years after the deaths of Princess Diana and boyfriend Dodi Fayed, the official British inquest has begun. Fayed's father, Mohammed, insists they were the victims of a conspiracy that involved the royal family and British security services.
I hope to find the murderer, the gangster who have taken the life of two innocent people.
Police in Britain and France have both concluded the accident was caused by driver Henri Paul, who was drunk and lost control of the car. It was a year ago today that the pastoral tranquility of Amish country was shattered. It was in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, that a gunman took 10 girls hostage inside a schoolhouse.
He bound the female victims out by the blackboard and apparently executed them.
5 were killed, 5 others were wounded. The gunman then took his own life. Since then, says Donald Craybill of Elizabethtown College, there's been a remarkable recovery.
The community has coped amazingly well this year. They've really supported each other. They've tapped the resources of mental health counselors in the area.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Fans old and new celebrating the Rockies' dramatic 9-8 victory over San Diego last night at Coors Field.
The Rockies are going to the playoffs. They have waited 12 years.
The Rockies rallied for 3 runs in the 13th inning to advance to the playoffs as the NL wild card against Philadelphia.
This game's exactly like the season, just up and down with a lot of roller coaster.
Yeah, just over 4.5 hours. It was the longest one-game tiebreaker in Major League history. Former Northern Colorado punter Mitch Kozad set to be sentenced today in that stabbing attack on UNC starter Rafael Mendoza. Kozad's looking at between 5 and 16 years in the Stony Lonesome. And the case of 3-year-old Nivea Gallegos has taken a strange turn. Denver prosecutors now saying they do not have enough evidence at this point to file formal charges in the death of the little girl. That means the two suspects, the girl's mother and her boyfriend, are being released. DA's office says charges can't be filed yet because the autopsy results aren't back.
It's been a case that has drawn great public interest, and we're very sensitive to that. But we do have to make decisions based on what the law says and what, you know, what the process is. And unfortunately, this is what we had to do today.
Miriam Gallegos and her boyfriend, Angel Montoya, had been held since the girl was reported kidnapped almost 2 weeks ago. Child's body was found in a trash bag a few days later. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thank you, John. Well, we've had started off with a closure of the interstate southbound I-25 right at Johnson's Corner up north earlier this morning. We've had a crash there. Detours are in place around that, but definitely expect backups behind it. Southbound I-25, of course, getting heavy now between Thornton Parkway and 84th Avenue. We do have a car versus a motorcycle crash at Santa Fe in Florida and snow falling over the Vail Pass. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy. And who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This is the J. Marvin Show. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Armed with nothing on my side except the desire to have health insurance and pay my bills. J. Marvin here at 610. 10 minutes after 6 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. High today is going to be 72 under sunny skies. So fall gently kind of creeps in, right? Okay. Good to have you along here this morning. Good to have John Turk in the building. Good to be sitting here glowing in the dark at 11 minutes after 6:11 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. There are a ton of huge stories in the news this morning. Locally, of course, the Rockies and baseball. And we had this debate off the air, and so we're going to bring it on the air at the 7 o'clock hour, about an hour from now. We had this debate about whether you really care about baseball and about sports. Now, I loved baseball when I was a kid, and I was a big Dodgers fan, and I remember the Dodgers in Southern California when they would get into the playoffs, and when they would also get into the World Series, that we would be able to watch the game in school. They would bring in television sets and turn it on, and you could watch the game. I also remember the legendary battles between the Dodgers and the Giants, which was Northern California, Southern California versus Northern California. And the San Diego Padres, which the Rockies played last night, were really never, in those days, any kind of a, they never played into it. They were never much of a baseball team, and San Diego being 90-some-odd miles away was foreign country. Plus, let me tell you how old I am, okay? I go back to the days that I remember my father taking me to see the Dodgers play, not at Chavez Ravine, but at the stadium in L.A., where they held the Olympics. That's how far back I go. The Coliseum, right? But something happens to you, I guess, when you get older, and you just, I mean, at least for me, you just lose track of baseball. And the most interested in baseball I've ever gotten was the Sox, the Chicago White Sox, which I follow. And I once had Kirk Haskell as a listener, and also one other White Sox, and I can't think of his name now. Maybe it'll come to me before the end of the show here this morning. But anyway, so and they would call and talk to my producer off the air. But they would have me on in the locker room because I would be on at night when the games would end. But that's probably the closest I've ever gotten. Now, everybody knows I like motorsports, not smash car. But I like sports car and road racing, which used to be pretty big in this country in the 70s and is not that big anymore. But that's what we're going to do between the 7 and 8 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about sports, and we're going to talk about the Rockies, and we're going to talk about so many of you who listen to this radio station because you are politically connected in the sense that you care about what's going on in the world. A lot of you are active. A lot of you are just casual observers, but you're looking for something else on the dial other than the same usual, like 12 records in a row, or CDs, I guess, in a row, or audio files now, as they call it, in a row, or whatever. And we'll see. We'll see how important this is to you. So that's the big story here locally. The other big story that's going on, which I'm going to refer to throughout the morning, is a new poll that's out for the Washington Post and ABC News. And on this one, I owe you an apology, a big-time apology. And this opens up yet another whole chapter in the war in Iraq, or as some of you want to call it, the occupation in Iraq. This opens up a whole new chapter into this. Let me read you, and you can see it yourself today, in the WashingtonPost.com, most in the poll want war funding cut. Now, I've spoke vocally about how I thought the American public would never accept this. This shows you, and particularly this shows you in light of yesterday, when we had some of the more irrational ultra-right-wing folks calling in, living in some kind of dream world, smoking a hookah, Marvin. This shows you that they don't have any clue as to what's going on with the public. It also shows you that a lot of politicians don't have any clue what's going on. Most Americans oppose fully funding President Bush's $190 billion request for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and a sizable majority supported an expansion of children's health insurance bill that Bush has promised to veto, putting Bush and many congressional Republicans on the wrong side of the public opinion on upcoming foreign and domestic policy battles. The new Washington Post ABC News poll also shows deep dissatisfaction with the president and with Congress. Bush's approval rating stands at 33%, ouch, equal to his career low in post-ABC polls, and just 29% approval for the job Congress is doing, its lowest approval rating in this poll since November 1995, when Republicans controlled both the House and the Senate. It also represents a 14-point drop since Democrats took control in January. So the American people want an end to all of this. They want an end, and they want an end to the funding. And you look deeper into the numbers here. In July, nearly 6 in 10 said they wanted to decrease the number of troops in Iraq, but now a slim majority, 52%, think Bush's plan for removing some troops by next summer is either the right pace for withdrawal, 38%, or too hasty, 12%, who would like a slower reduction, and 2% want no force reduction. Fewer people, 43%, want a quicker exit. Part of the displeasure with Congress stems from the stalemate between the Democrats and the White House over Iraq policy. Most Americans do not believe Congress has gone far enough in opposing the war, with liberal Democrats especially critical of their party's failure to force the president into significant change in policy. At the same time, there is no consensus about the pace of any U.S. troop withdrawals from Iraq. Despite discontent with Congress this year, the public rates congressional Republicans 29% approval, lower than congressional Democrats at 38% approval. When the parties are pitted directly against each other, the public broadly favors Democrats on Iraq, health care, the federal budget, and the economy. Only on the issue of terrorism are Republicans at parity with Democrats. What does that tell you? What it tells you is that I was wrong. And that apparently, a lot of Democrats in office are also wrong. Over 55% of Americans want congressional Democrats to do more to challenge the president's Iraq policies, while a third think the Democrats have gone too far. So, what do you want to make of that? What do you want to make of that? That the American public do not want Bush to get his funding request. Meanwhile, the Senate approves $150 billion in war funding, thwarted in efforts to bring troops home from Iraq. Senate Democrats helped pass a defense policy bill authorizing another $150 billion for wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Then the vote was 92-3. So I can't get on the air, and I can't argue that the majority of the American public would not accept a cut in funding. I can't do that anymore because it's not true. And if we have any conservatives listening, if we have anybody in that category, anybody who's non-committed and has waffling feelings about this, because I think a lot of us do, kind of an on-and-off feeling about how to get out of this thing, you got to take note to one thing. I mean, you have to acknowledge this information, even if it runs against what you really believe or think. You have to acknowledge it. You can't sit there and hide from it. So I don't intend to sit there and hide from it. I intend to put it out in the open here at 6:19, 19 minutes after 6. And maybe, as I've always said, since this is very, very early in the morning, maybe this is the wrong place to talk about it. Maybe I should have held on to it and should have put it out at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. But I'll refer to it throughout the morning because I've argued and clashed with callers over this. And you know what? According to this poll, I'm wrong. I am not in the mainstream. But the other good news is, I don't know if that's good news that I'm not in the mainstream, but the other good news is, you know what, neither are the other guys on the other radio stations here, and they're not in the mainstream in the Democratic Party. I mean, the Republican Party, or the Democratic Party in some degree. And hello, Dick Wadhams. Hello over there at the GOP. Where's Bob Schieffer? Hey, Bob, what do you say about this, man? All right, it's 6:20, 20 minutes after 6. Anybody want to comment on this? 303-713-7600. And you're more than welcome to get off your...
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh.
It seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow, so he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second. What are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
Totally free Rich Dad Education Training is available only October 8th through 10th, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll-free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
I was a slave to smoking.
If you're a smoker, you need to hear about a free trial offer that could set you free from addiction once and for all.
I tried the gum, the pills, and the patches. But I knew I hit rock bottom when not even my mom dying from emphysema could stop me from smoking.
Medical science has discovered a new way to eliminate addiction in smokers. And this breakthrough product is now being released to the public without a prescription. It's called Zero Smoke. And right now, you can participate in a free trial. Call now. 1-800-300-3163.
Now I am so done with smoking. I did it for me. I did it for my kids. I did it for my mom.
Find out how you can participate in a free trial of Zero Smoke by calling 1-800-300-3163. 1-800-300-3163. That's 1-800-300-3163.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
24, 24 minutes after 6 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Martin along with you. Sunny high today, 72. A couple other big stories in the news here this morning, too. And I want to make sure I get these plugged in. And that is that the story is out again with Seymour Hersh in The New Yorker about us possibly bombing Iran. I haven't done a lot on this because we did a lot on it in the beginning when Seymour Hersh wrote the first article, and we had Lieutenant Sam Gardner on here to talk about this. And nothing ever came of it. And I'm not saying that something won't come of it. I'm not saying that it won't happen. It's a sad commentary to think that people who are in control of this country are nuts enough to try to get tangled up in Iran while we're stuck in this quagmire in Iraq. But Seymour Hersh is swearing again that it's going to happen. So that's another story that's out there. You don't want to get on the radio and you don't want to say, I just can't believe that we would do this. I find it so hard to accept the idea that we would be that foolish as to launch surgical strikes against the Iranians who could make our life worse in the Middle East than it is already. But stranger things have happened. And I think there's a high probability that we'll do it. And I don't know about you, but it makes me nervous. Because I don't know what my reaction would be if I got on the radio the morning after it happened. Or whenever it happens. If it does, I don't know what my reaction would be. I think I would be so shocked and so... I don't know what. And I would love to see how the public feels about this question, too, about how to deal with Iran, with nuclear weapons and diplomacy, and how to put a stop to that. So that's also one of the big stories out there. The other big story out there is something that we talked about on this show a long, long time ago. I think probably about a year ago, year and a half ago, and that's the whole Blackwater controversy, which we haven't done much of either. But the whole Blackwater thing is out there. We haven't done much of it in a year and a half. And now there's allegations that Blackwater tried to cover up what they had done, that Condoleezza Rice had a hand in this, that that one of the employees of Blackwater was drunk and indiscriminately killed an Iraqi civilian. When does the horror of all of this stop? And here we are at 6:27 in the morning, and we have this fantastic thing going on with the Rockies, and we have all this stuff happening, and it's like, oh my God! So I'm on the air, and I got to talk about this too. And these are not really talk topics. They're not talk topics in the sense that there's any right or wrong involved in this, and that anybody is going to call up here and go, well, I think we ought to bomb the Iranians. Well, maybe there would be some people who would call up and do it, but I don't think many would. I don't think many of you would advocate that we bomb the Iranians, or that private contracting and private contracting security groups, and I understand that Blackwater just received another big government contract, that this whole mishigosh is going on. Or the whole thing about the funding of the war in Iraq. I mean, who's going to call up and go, yeah, we should increase the money? I mean, there may be a couple of people out there who are thinking that, but I think the majority of us don't think so. And according to the polls, the majority of Americans don't think so. The thing that gets me, the thing that really shocks me about all of this, is if you were sitting in the Republican Party, and even the Democratic Party, if you were sitting there, wouldn't you have some degree of concern about the future of your party if you woke up and read this story in the Washington Post and realized that you and your party and that all the people involved are on the wrong side of a question here? Not only one question, but two questions. They're on the wrong side of the Iraq funding issue. They're on the wrong side of children's health care. And we'll be talking to Diane Carman about this. And about the whole S-chip business, we'll talk about that a little later on this morning. Which, yeah, is an old story now, I guess, but I can't let this go about the idea of not funding kids. And I heard a conservative talk show host say, well, there are going to, and this is the same argument that comes up all the time, there's going to be irresponsible parents, and I don't want to pay for irresponsible parenting. Which is a typical adult approach when it comes to kids. So, in other words, because you don't like the actions of these kids' parents, not that there are that many or there's any figures to indicate that there are that many parents who would, like, leave their private insurance fund to try to get on the S-chip, but you'd punish the kids for this? Why? That's the same thing as adults who go through divorces, and the divorces are bitter. They punish the children because they can't get along? Is that kind of a weird thing? That's the weirdest argument I've ever heard for not providing children health care. So we got all these balls in the air here this morning. All this stuff going on. Plus there's more on the Limbaugh situation too. And we'll talk about that. But the big thing I started out with here, the big thing is that this poll, which is out, which indicates the new Washington Post ABC News poll shows deep dissatisfaction with the president and with Congress, and that most in the poll want war funding cut. And I was on here arguing that the American public didn't want it, but I'm wrong. And apparently what they want to do now is they want to force George W. Bush's hand. So, you're not going to hear a lot of talk show hosts, I guess, that will get on the air and will indicate that they're wrong and that they screwed it up. But I certainly misread it, and now it shocks me that there are people sitting in Congress, and there are members of political parties, both Democrats and Republicans, who are sitting here, and what effect does this information have on them? Like, when Bob Schieffer runs for the Senate, is he going to... Where does he stand when it comes to Bush's policy in Iraq? And I got to say, with deep respect and love and affection, Congressman Udall, listen, this runs counter to what you've talked about. All right, you want to jump in on this 303-713-7600. Like I said, this is not a big phone getter, this deal, at 6:31 in the morning, because I don't think there's anybody at 6:31, 31 minutes after the hour, who's going to disagree about this thing. I think most of you, how many of you out there were actually concrete, you want it done, you want the funding cut, you want it yanked? How many of you want it yanked? How many of you want to make that move? I don't know if we'll get any calls this early in the morning to answer it. Well, might have to start playing MacArthur Park to try to get some of you up, but I don't know. How many of you want this? Is it overwhelming? Because I can't make the prediction that the majority of the audience either wants it or doesn't want it. I'm not going to put John Turk on the spot. Do you want to say one way or the other?
I would say that I do not want the funds just straight up cut. That would be my vote.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think I kind of stand with you on that one.
Yeah, I don't either. But, according to this poll, you and I are on the wrong side of this. We're on the wrong side of the issue here. So if you want to chime in on the troop cutting solution as the solution, cutting the funds, if you want to chime in on that as being the solution, you can do it now at 303-713-7600, because you're not going to get any resistance from me. I apparently don't know what I'm talking about. All right, it's 6:33, 33 minutes after the hour, and I still have a bunch of lines open here. So get motivated. Get motivated or we'll sign off. Yep. I'll pull the plug on this sucker, so help me God. No, I'm just kidding. All right, let's look at traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. It looks like we're doing much better up in the Loveland area. We did have southbound I-25 completely shut down at Johnson's Corner, but it looks like they have opened a lane, so you are starting to trickle through there following an earlier crash. Southbound I-25 continues to be heavy for you through Thornton and North Glen, and again into downtown 38 to Spear. Still dealing with that motorcycle crash at Santa Fe in Florida. Weather outlook today, it will be partly cloudy. We'll get some breezes, and it'll be definitely mild with only a high of 70 right now. Few clouds, 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more...
Attention men, Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead, it's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. It's less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy. No complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Are now double? If credit card debt is ruining your life, call Debt Relief of America. With one free five-minute phone call, they can show you how to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. That includes principal and interest. They will negotiate with your creditors to save you thousands of dollars in interest, penalties, and late fees.
DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
I considered bankruptcy and divorce. I was fortunate enough to find Debt Relief of America. Now I can see myself being able to enjoy life again. I consider their help one of the best presents I have ever received.
Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Relief is our middle name. People just like you saved over $15 million in credit card bills. We can do the same for you. Call 800-914-8727. Not available in all states. That's 800-914-8727. 800-914-8727.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yep. It's my money. Keep your hands off my stack. 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today, 72, Jay Marvin, combative but caring. And I was wrong. Most in a poll want war funding cut. This is according to the new Washington Post ABC News poll. Bush gets terrible approval ratings. So does Congress, though, too. So, and the approval rating for Congress has fallen 14 points since Democrats took control in January. So people are upset. All right, let's see what you think. Funding yay or nay. We'll talk about the Rockies coming up after 7 o'clock and whether you really care about baseball and sports and if you're as excited as the rest of the whole town appears to be, or is this just hype? Let's go to Larry and Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing?
Hi.
Oh, hi. You know, one of your callers last week brought up a real important point. I was, you know, hopefully my original thought was if funding was cut, the generals on the ground would have the wisdom to pull, you know, troops out of harm's way if they saw that materiel was, you know, not forthcoming. If they saw 3 months down the road, no ammo, whatever. One of your callers said, though, he thought Bush would, just to make a political point, leave the soldiers with orders to stay without munitions, without supplies. And that's what I think. I think the man would do that.
I think he would find some way to skirt it. I think he would find some way to get the money. I don't know how he would do it, but I think he would find a way to get the money.
You're more optimistic than I am. I think there's a collective insanity running this country right now, the Democrats included. It was insane for us to go into Iraq. Lots of people were going, no, no, no. And I don't doubt the insanity that's going to drive us right into Iran as well.
I hope you're wrong, about Iran. I really do.
I hope I am too. Hey, have a great day.
All right, Larry. Thanks. Okay, all right. Cut it or don't cut it. Let's go to Mark in Stapleton. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Cut the funding. There was an article by two well-known economists. I don't recall their names, but I'm sure it's easily Googled. But if we left tomorrow, we've already spent $2 trillion because of the replacement of equipment and the long-term health health care for the amputees and PTSD and all the rest of it.
Oh, it's going to cost even more than that by the time this is done.
Oh, yeah. We've dug ourselves into a hole, and you don't get out by continuing to dig.
Well, I agree. So what do you want to do? You want the Congress to cut off the money, use the power of the purse, as they say?
Well, this is one of the things where that I agree with Dennis Kucinich. Bring them home safely. You know, don't just leave them stranded, because they are our sons, daughters, brothers, husbands. We can't just abandon anybody, and we do need to keep an embassy there. We've dug ourselves into the hole where we need to have some sort of presence, but not a military presence and not a policing presence.
Well, I don't know if it would. First of all, as I said to Larry, I think they would find some way to get the money somehow. That would be number one. And they would do it because they are hard, fast, lashed to their position. Number two, I don't know that cutting the funding would leave anybody stranded. I don't know that the money would directly run out then, but I worry about having the funds for redeployment. And I also worry about the message that it sends to the men and women in the field, and I also would like to see a more critical examination of exactly what would happen if the funds were cut off. I don't see that really going on anywhere, so I'd like to see all of that. Cutting the funds makes me feel uneasy, but apparently, look, I accept it. I'm on the wrong side of the equation here, and the case that I've made now for a couple of months is not a good one. It's based on a false premise.
It's a mess, no matter how you look at it. We've got more contract people there than soldiers. So there's another 160 or 180,000 people that have to be, something's going to have to be done to make sure they're either protected or taken out. So,
well, that's also an interesting question. What do you do about those folks? Do you just say to them, okay, you're on your own, goodbye? Or do you say, well, as well as the troops and the equipment and everything else that we have to pull out of there, we're going to have to help them get out as well, because so many of them are American citizens?
Yeah, and like I said, no matter how you look at it, it's a mess. And we've got to try and start extricating ourselves somehow.
Yeah, I would agree. Mark, thanks.
Yep.
I just don't know if cutting the funding is the way to go. I'm not convinced it's the way to go, but I could be wrong. Could be totally wrong. Here's Tony in Longmont. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Yeah, and, you know, if you don't think funding is the way to go, I would like to hear an alternative, because nothing else is working. And I speak from experience. I was in Desert Storm for a year, and I can tell you firsthand, none of our guys, none of our men and women in the military want to be there. They'll do the right thing. They'll do what they're told, but nobody wants to be there, and we need to get out of there as soon as possible. And if cutting the funds is the way to get out, then so be it. I don't see any alternative.
Well, what would be the ramifications of doing that?
Well, I think you're right. I don't think anyone will be left high and dry. You know, as pathetic as our government is, they wouldn't let that happen, but, you know, it's certainly a concern, but we just need to get out of there.
That's one part of it. And then the other part of it is, I've always had this belief, always had this belief, that the way to resolve the problem is to identify what's going on and identify what's holding us back from reaching any kind of consensus. And I think everybody knows what that is. It's just nobody really wants to say it, except Nancy Pelosi has said it a couple of times, but you don't ever hear it really a lot in public. And that is that who's holding us there? Other than the President of the United States, who else is holding us there? The GOP is.
Yeah, there's this huge machine behind this activity, and people are making lots of money off of it. That's the problem.
Right. So
people are getting rich off of this war.
So why don't we toss it in their laps and say, look, we have you here on record. This is how you voted.
Yep.
This is your deal. You won't let us out.
Well, you know, I don't know if you watch Democratic debates, but Mike Gravel, he's a nutcase, but the guy made a point. You know, you have to force the politicians to do something. If that's something painful, like, you know, cloture, I don't know how you would do that. I'm not a politician, obviously, but there are ways to just raise the vote every day and force the Congress to either yay or nay, why we're there and what we're doing and how we're going to get out, and just force them to do something.
Let me tell you something. The only way they're going to do anything, I'll tell you when they'll do something. You know when they'll do something? They'll do something when we get close to the election. All right, we lost the call there on the cell phone. But they'll do something, Tony Clo, when it gets close to the election. Then they'll pull some indiscriminate amount of troops out, and they'll use that as being an indication. 303-713-7600, do you favor cutting the funding, yes or no? The majority of America now, according at least to this poll, Washington Post ABC News poll, says, yeah, cut it. Here's Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm good. Cut the funding today, now, this second. Cut it. And I'm going to tell you, there's money there to take care of them. There's money there to keep them safe. $150 million or billion dollars just got sent up to the president for quote-unquote defense spending. Not Iraq-related, but defense spending. We need to cut. We need to bring them home. And the Republicans in Congress need to remember that the longer they back this jackass, they are committing political suicide.
Well, see, you know, what I don't understand is I don't get why they can't see that.
I think they do, and I think they don't know what to do.
Well, the obvious thing to do would be to honor what apparently seems here, according to the Washington Post ABC News poll, which seems here to be the will of the public.
Well, exactly.
Which is, and if they don't want to do that, if they're uncomfortable with cutting the funds, then they need to start applying pressure on members of their own party to start to find a way out, and the hell with the leader of their party.
You and I both know these are very, very hidebound people. They don't bend because they're still struggling to accept the fact that they screwed up. They can't quite get there. They're not quite ready to say, yikes, you know, we made a mistake here. One thing George Bush has forgotten, he loves to mention that various people serve at his pleasure. He serves at ours.
Yeah.
And he needs somebody to kick him right square between his hands and say, buddy, you need to cool it because you are losing everything for the rest of us.
I know. I'm as frustrated with it as you are. I just...
And frankly, Mark Udall, and I know you love him.
Yeah, you know I do.
I won't vote for him.
Well, who are you going to vote for?
I don't know. I probably won't be here. We're retiring, and I'm going to be in Montana, Jay, so I can vote for new people.
But wait a minute, though. But I understand that. But if you were here, who would you vote for?
I don't know.
Let me tell you what a problem is here. And we were going to talk about it this morning, and we're not going to talk about it this morning. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning. A lot of us are focused in on Iraq, but you know there are other issues out there. And let me tell you about one triumph that George W. Bush has had in office. Do you know what it is? He has changed the face of the Supreme Court
and the
federal court system, which we will have to live with for years to come. And the last thing we need to do in any way, shape, or form is ever, ever let any Republican, particularly the cut of the cloth of Bob Schieffer, to become the senator from this state.
Well, and you make a good point, but Mark has let me down so totally. I mean, it's like Ken Salazar. I hope somebody challenges him.
Well, but see,
are still here, you know, that's going to be another decision I have to make.
Well, I disagree. Listen, I'm on the wrong side of this issue, and I admit it, because I'm not for cutting the funding, so I'm on the wrong side, and I admit that. But you know what? He's got a lot of other qualities to me, and I'm not a one-issue person. I really am not. Pat, I love you. Call me again.
Love you too, Jay.
All right.
Bye.
6:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Yeah, you're concerned about S-Chip? You think you're going to get that under somebody from the GOP? Well, maybe, because there are some people in the GOP who think that the leader of this country doesn't have his head screwed on straight when it comes to children's health care. More of your calls coming up. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Starting to see southbound 225 get very busy now as you head through the DTC. And definitely, again, through that stretch, Colfax to Mississippi. Eastbound 270 stacking up through Commerce City, as is westbound I-76 on the approach to I-25. Southbound I-25, we've got at least a lane open right now at Johnson's Corner following that earlier crash, but definitely expect delays. Weather outlook should be a partly cloudy day and a mild one with a high of 70. Tonight, clear and cool and a low of 42. Right now, we have a few clouds, 49 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled onion.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh,
it seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow, so he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second. What are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
To tell you is true. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million service guarantee that your identity will be protected. Stop identity theft before it happens and protect your good name. I want to send you a free ID theft prevention guide. Get ready to pick up the phone now for a free guide. My family and I live without the fear of identity theft, and so do hundreds of thousands of others who've enrolled with LifeLock.
I was on vacation. Come to find out, someone was trying to open up a credit card in my name. LifeLock stopped the identity thieves before any damage was done, and I went back to my vacation.
Live without the fear of identity theft. Get a free ID theft prevention guide. 1-800-800-2366. A free guide. $1 million service guarantee. LifeLock. Guarantee your good name by calling now. 1-800-800-2366 or visit LifeLock.com.
What did the Independence Institute, the Cato Institute, and the ACLU have in common? They all oppose Real ID, the national identity card that the feds are forcing on the states. It's really intrusive, really expensive, and just a real bad idea. On October 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m., you're invited to join them for a town hall meeting at the Colorado History Museum. Jim Harper, Mike Krause, Catherine Hazzori, and Bruce Schneier will answer your questions about Real ID. Details at staycoveredcolorado.com.
When just a few quick taps on the screen of your GPS device makes you master and commander of your automotive destiny, that's epic simplicity. And that's TomTom, the number one GPSS in the world.
Experience the magic of the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For a limited time, purchase two or more tickets at DenverNutcracker.com and receive $5 off each ticket. Presented by the Salvation Army.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
High today 72, sunny skies, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin working in the virtual technological field of the unknown. All right, we're talking about cutting off the funding. Most in the poll, the recent poll that's out from the Washington Post, ABC News, and this whole thing, by the way, is on the front page of the WashingtonPost.com. Most of it, most of the people want the funding cut. I'm on the wrong side of this question, obviously. Let's go to Jason in Aurora. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
It was maybe slightly off topic, but... first of all, I would like to say, yes, cut the funding, stop the wars, stop the senseless killing over there. And my message was, I don't know if you'll let me go on, but I was very excited to hear the news about the conservatives leaving the GOP. Apparently some of their top candidates are exhibiting pro-life tendencies.
Well, that's the evangelicals, the religious right wing that controls the Democratic, the Republican Party is upset with the likes of Rudy Giuliani, so they're threatening to run a third candidate, but they can't find anybody. That's number one. They don't have anybody right now. And number two, they're only threatening to do it, and they threatened to do it in a meeting last week in Salt Lake City. That's James Dobson, the disturbed individual to the south of us, and Tony Perkins and the rest of these folks. But I wouldn't hold your breath waiting for that to happen.
Well, I'm not, Jay, but it is, again, very exciting for me because I presume that the ultra-conservative Christian side of the GOP represents a substantial amount of their power base, and I know for a fact that a lot of the major contributors to the GOP are indeed fundamentalist Christians.
Oh, that's very true, and they also do the groundwork in a lot of the heavily contested states. You're
right.
Absolutely correct about that. So
well,
that is that, you know, that in that respect is good news. But back to the Iraq funding. So you want to cut it, you want to stop it, but, you know, John Turk brought up something interesting off the air. I'd like to get your reaction to this.
Go ahead.
All right, we've destroyed that country. We've ripped it up. What do we owe the Iraqi people? Do we owe them anything to put it back together again?
Well, Jay, I've thought about that, and as much as I would love to cut and run out of there, the one thing that bothers me, and I really don't hear this being discussed very much, is, now don't get me wrong, I would like to pull every last person out of there and not have another American life wasted over there, except I really feel as though we owe... I cannot get rid of the image in my mind of all of those purple fingers. We got all those people over there riled up, gave them what now apparently may be some false hope. These people risked life and limb, and many of them gave their lives and limbs in an attempt to establish their own democracy over there. And if we cut and run and pull out now, I just think it's a horrible thing to have put all of those people through with those purple fingers.
Well, I don't think cut and run is the right description because, you know, when...
Well, that's what the right-wingers use.
Well, yeah. When Ronald Reagan wanted to get out of Lebanon, nobody said he was cutting and running. Obviously, what we're doing now is not working. It's such a... There are no... You know, as Barack Obama always says, and he's right about this, there's no good solutions to this bad problem. But we do owe them something because we have wrecked the country. But then again, on the other hand, we're basically enablers because we're not forcing them to make the critical hard decisions on reconciliation that they would have to make if we weren't there. Jason, thank you, man.
All I want to say is cut it into three parts. Let let each faction have its own and dissolve Iraq.
Maliki's saying he doesn't agree with that. All right, thanks. I appreciate the call. Coming up, you care about the Rockies? You care about that 13 innings last night? Let's talk about baseball and see where you stand. All right.
Jay Martin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I was a slave to smoking.
If you're a smoker, you need to hear about a free trial offer that could set you free from addiction once and for all.
I tried the gum, the pills, and the patches. But I knew I hit rock bottom when not even my mom dying from emphysema could stop me from smoking.
Medical science has discovered a new way to eliminate addiction in smokers, and this breakthrough product is now being released to the public without a prescription. It's called Zero Smoke, and right now you can participate in a free trial. Call now, 1-800-300-3163.
Now I am so done with smoking. I did it for me. I did it for my kids. I did it for my mom.
Find out how you can participate in a free trial of Zero Smoke by calling 1-800-300-3163. 1-800-300-3163. That's 1-800-300-3163.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapenny. The airport baggage carousel. It'd be a frustrating place. A congressman who allegedly lost it and got physical with a Reagan National Airport baggage worker is getting a day in court. CBS's Bob Fuss tells us Congressman Bob Filner is facing a charge of assault and battery.
The eight-term Democrat from California is charged with misdemeanor assault in an incident that may sound familiar to anyone who flies a lot. Luggage on his flight had been repeatedly delayed, and he got frustrated and started screaming at an airport worker. But she says he then went farther and pushed against her arms when she was trying to keep him out of the baggage office. Filner, who chairs the Veterans Affairs Committee, hasn't given his version of events.
An autopsy will be carried out today to find out how a woman from New York came to die in police custody at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix. Police say Carol Ann Gottbaum, who'd been left alone, apparently choked when she tried to raise her handcuffs over her head. Family lawyer Michael Manning.
The circumstances of how she was treated, the way she was treated, caused us some serious concern.
Gottbaum was on her way to an alcohol rehab program. Police say she flew into a rage when airline personnel told her she was too late to board a flight. The head of Blackwater USA says he's anxious to tell his side of the story, and he'll have the chance at a congressional hearing about an hour from now. But he may have a hard time getting Congressman Dennis Kucinich to change his mind.
Blackwater is, in effect, a law unto itself in Iraq, and our committee needs to find out why.
A report to Congress says Blackwater's been involved in close to 200 shootings since 2005, including the incident last month that left 11 Iraqi civilians dead. The latest study on depression in teenagers shows that combining drug treatment and behavioral therapy could be the best option. Live to CBS's Karen Riegel. Karen, what are the researchers saying?
Frank, the researchers are saying depressed teenagers treated with both medication and therapy felt better faster. Duke University's John March found that 4 out of 5 depressed kids were helped with a combination treatment in about 9 months.
In the long run, it's a lot better for the patient with respect to suffering, burden for family, and productivity.
March says a slight increase in suicide rates among teens using antidepressants shouldn't stop parents from allowing their use. Karen Riegel, CBS News.
A UN special envoy was allowed to meet with Myanmar's military rulers and with pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi, raising hopes of progress toward ending a violent crackdown on anti-government demonstrators in Burma.
Human rights groups say hundreds of protesters were killed, thousands arrested, many of them Buddhist monks. Foreign governments are calling for release of the detainees.
CBS's Bill Whitaker reporting from Bangkok, Thailand. In Pyongyang, thousands of North Koreans, encouraged by strongman Kim Jong-il, cheered South Korean President Noh Moo-hyun. The summit was only the second time that leaders of the two Koreas have met. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 2 points. This is CBS News.
Why hasn't someone thought of this before? Take the hybrid to its logical extreme. Put a hybrid propulsion system where it can do some real good. A full-size vehicle doing full-size chores. Well, this fall, Chevy's introducing the Tahoe Hybrid, America's first full-size hybrid SUV. A whole new level of efficiency. Electric and gasoline working together to fight the good fight. Limited availability in select markets. Go to Chevy.com/hybrid and learn more. Do more, use less.
Get the good stuff!
Everybody knows Napa is where you get the good stuff. And this weekend, it's also where you'll find customers stuffing shopping bags full of the good stuff during the Napa Bag of Bargain Sale. Stop by this Friday through Sunday and get 25% off everything you can stuff into a special Napa shopping bag. That's 25% off oil filters, shop towels, accessories, and more. This weekend only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Just call them the Cinderella Kids.
One of the best baseball games ever in the Mile High City.
Colorado Rockies heading to baseball's postseason with the most momentum of any team, winning 14 of their last 15, including last night's thrilling 9-8 come-from-behind win over San Diego in 13 innings that earned Colorado the National League wild card.
This is a special Rockies team, the way that they've battled these last couple weeks, and I think they have a great chance to go a long way in the postseason.
The Rockies won the longest one-game tiebreaker in Major League history. They advanced to play Philadelphia in the first round of a series that starts tomorrow in the city of brotherly love. The mother and boyfriend arrested in the death of a 3-year-old Denver girl have now been released from jail, but the DA's office says that doesn't mean the whole thing's over.
Clearly, the investigation into the death continues. We're working closely with the Denver Police Department, the homicide unit, and that work is going on.
Nevaeh Gallegos' body was found about a week ago. The cause of death still hasn't been released. And Denver's Columbus Day Parade will mark its 100th anniversary this weekend, and like previous parades, this one's expected to be contentious. Hundreds of American Indians and their supporters expected to turn out to condemn Columbus as a racial oppressor. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Looks like we have some issues for the high country. We've had snow falling around the Vail Pass along I-70 and the Eisenhower Tunnel. That's created a series of wrecks that we've had on westbound I-70 just east of Vail. Westbound I-70, we had a semi that actually has a load that's been spilled on the highway near Empire. So you want to be careful if you are headed that direction. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy, breezy, and mild day with a high of 70. Tonight, clear, cool, and 42. And right now, a few clouds, 49. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fright Fest returns from the dead Saturdays and Sundays in October and Friday the 19th and 26th. Get all the gory details and purchase your tickets at ElitchGardens.com. Fright Fest returns this October to Elitch Gardens. Get your tickets today at ElitchGardens.com.
Here we have the Carrier Infinity 96 gas furnace.
Wow.
It features an AFUE rating of up to 96.6% and 40 to 120,000 BTUH capacity.
Great. I have no idea what that means.
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that I understand.
Carrier, turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Trevor's first pitch. Swung on line to right. Giles makes the catch. Holliday's going to tag. Here's the throw coming to the plate. The tag by Barrett. He dropped the ball. The tag. Holliday is in. Rockies have won the game. Barrett dropped the ball as Holliday went sliding by, and the Rockies are going to the playoffs. They have waited 12 years. A mob scene at first base for Jamie Carroll, who knocked in the winning run. Matt Holliday slow to get up at the plate after colliding with Barrett.
Jeff, I think he got hit in the mouth. He's sliding into home plate. He got hit in the mouth. This is unbelievable.
Fireworks going off. Literally. They're over Coors Field.
Okay. What do you think about all that? 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, High Today 72. All right, this is a debate that John and I had off the air, which will now carry on the air. The Rockies rallied in the 13th inning to stun the Padres and win the National League wild card. So, John and I are talking, as we do every morning before we get on and do this, and I said to him, well, how can we not talk about the Rockies? But this is not, I don't judge this to be an overly sports enthusiastic crowd, but maybe you're more sports enthusiastic than I think. And, well, John, your reply was, well, we got to talk about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I told you, I think, that I was driving in on my way to work and trying to figure out ways that we could talk about it, because I was like, you know, well, you can't ignore it. I mean, if you're not excited about the Rockies going to the playoffs, you know, move out of Denver.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now, wait a minute. I'm glad they're going, but I'm not. I don't follow baseball.
Right,
so
you don't have the fever.
I don't have the fever because I don't follow baseball. And like I said in the first hour, I mean, I did when I was a kid, but I just kind of got away from it. And I've always followed the White Sox, and I do look at the sports pages, and I do go to see where the standings are. I look at those throughout the season, but I'm not what I would term a huge baseball fan, and in this day of fast action, fast moving sports, a lot of people claim that baseball is too slow and that there's no action involved in it.
Yeah, I think some of the stats show like 30 some odd minutes of action in like a 2.5 hour game, 3 hour game.
Yeah. But I was always one of these people, and I'm sure you are too, that I always loved a good pitcher's duel. Lack of home run productivity never bothered me.
Yeah, you know, I like them both equally. And last night's game had everything. It had great pitching, had great hitting, great strategy that the managers had to, you know, put to use. And it was just, I mean, it was the most exciting baseball game in Colorado Rockies history, period.
Okay, so here's a big question at 7:10, 10 minutes after 7. All right, how many people are going, well, they're talking about the Rockies? What, do they think this is KOA? Do they think this is the fan? They're going to go some other place. This is Morning Edition. Okay, see what I'm saying? How many of you tune out and go like, oh, okay, I'm not interested in that? So here's the thing. There's all these characters. I've talked about this before. There's all these characters that are drawn about people who are liberal, left of center, or even just into politics, that a lot of you just don't care for baseball, and you don't care for sports. Now, is this stereotype true or not? That the good old thing about baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and mom is not true. Well, you liberals just don't know how to enjoy yourself. Well, because I'm not into baseball, does that mean that you're not into baseball? I want the Rockies to go all the way, don't get me wrong. And the longer they stay alive, the better. But I've talked about it before. I'm into motorsports and not smash car. Okay, so that's my passion. That's what I follow. And I watch a lot of it on the weekends because it takes my mind off of work and the world as it is. And I'm sure that you have things, too, that you do. Because we all do. And we've talked about this before, about diversions, about the fact that you can't be politically and current event-wise plugged in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or you drive yourself nuts. So does baseball matter to you? Do you have the Rockies fever, yes or no? And do you even care about baseball? Do liberals care about baseball? 303-713-7600. I don't know of any other way. I don't know of any other way to ask this question except to ask you if you consider yourself to be liberal or progressive. Do you care about baseball? Do you give a damn about what happens with the Rockies? Or are you going to answer the question, no, I don't care? I don't care. I don't want to talk about it at all. Let's go to Claudia in Denver. Claudia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I love your show. I love politics. I am a progressive. And as a woman, I find, you know, overzealousness about any kind of sports to be a waste of time. I think that, you know, if people would spend more time on things that were actually going to make their society better, our society would be better.
Yeah, but you can't do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Why would you think that you, I mean, you must have, okay, now, Claudia, you got to be honest with us.
I'm telling you, I'm not interested in hearing a half an hour or 45 minutes of your show to discuss the Rockies today. I think
I'm not discussing, you know, what the Rockies did. I'm discussing the idea about whether people who consider themselves to be liberal or progressive are into baseball, and if they're into sports in general. And if you're not into sports in general or you're not into baseball, what is it you do for recreation? I'd be interested to know.
I hike in the mountains. I go sailing. I ride my bicycle. I read. I work in the garden. I have dinner with friends. I have a lot of different activities that don't include organized sports.
Okay, do you look down on people who like organized sports?
If I were going to be honest, I would have to say absolutely yes.
Well, why?
Because I think they're not as bright as people spend time reading.
You mean since I like Formula One and I like Rolex Grand Am and I like American Le Mans, you think that I'm not as bright as you?
Well, absolutely not. I would put in the category of people that are obsessed with every single sport, every single season at the
club. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with those with those sports. I'm big time
the
obsessed with
reading,
them.
Reading? I don't think so.
I'm
that category.
Yes. Yes, I'm obsessed with those things big time, and so does that make you less smarter than you?
I guess that remains to be seen.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I don't have
an answer to
really?
That.
Really? You think you're,
I'm just
really,
saying I don't
really,
know.
You think that those of us that like some degree of organized sports and like to have fun, you think that we're not as smart as you are because you don't like sports? Well, I find people who garden, for instance, I find that to be extremely excruciatingly boring.
All I'm saying is that
no,
people...
ma'am. You know what? What I'm saying to you is, look, what I'm saying to you is that you... Oh, she hangs up. You know, and that's fine. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, don't listen. Don't call the radio station. Don't ever get on here again because you're you're condescending. What? Oh, my God. Because he likes to watch Felipe Massa, he's not as smart as Claudia. Because he likes the Rockies, he's not as smart as Claudia. Or she's not as smart as Claudia. You know what, Claudia? You're a cartoon character. That the right loves to attack us all the time. Well, there's Claudia. God almighty. By the way, I like riding my bicycle, too. Let's go to Jen in Longmont. Jen, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Jen.
Jay, hey.
Hey.
My voice is a little hoarse because I was at the game last night.
Oh, there you go.
I just want to say I would consider myself extremely liberal. I'm a big Rockies fan. I think it's all about balance for me. I have a PhD, so at least society would say I have some relative intelligence. And, I work very hard every day, and I just think it's about balance. And, sports gives me the kind of balance that I really want in my life, Different people do different things, but to me, last night was one of the most exciting nights, and it's not, it's not because it's so important. It's because it gives me balance, and it gives people in this area balance,
Yeah, I agree exactly. What do you say to Claudia, who would say that if you're obsessed with sports, and if you like sports, that you're not as smart as she is?
Well, I mean, I just think that's it's narrow-mindedness. It's really about people looking at other people who enjoy things or think things other than they do. And, we liberals are sometimes just as at fault about doing things like that. But, it's just not fair to do that. People, in my life, we grew up with sports. And so for me, it's about a family tradition, too. And so you want to talk about family values. Well, in my life, sports is about family values.
Yeah, what's better than taking your kids to a baseball game, really?
I could not get over all of the kids there last night, and I just was in awe watching it. And, my dad kept calling me on the phone from the East Coast saying, I'm watching for you, So, it is about family. It was a good time last night, really good time.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Our fingers are crossed, and we hope that the Rockies go all the way, and it's good to hear from you.
Yep, we'll be there on Saturday cheering them on.
All right. We'll talk to you, Jen.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay. Hope your voice recovers. Yeah, I'm not into baseball, but I definitely am into road racing. And I'll get comments. I get emails from people who are like, Claudia, oh, stop talking about that. And it's like, why? I mean, it's fun. It's a chance to take your brain and park it some other place. Rather than dwelling on the serious stuff all the time. Here's John on I-76. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Good, man. How about you?
All right. Well, I consider myself a liberal, and I'm a big baseball fan. I'm a Red Sox fan, so I've learned to live with disappointment. So I guess that's why it makes me kind of, agree with the liberals in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
When the Rockies came out here to Denver, the Rockies are my National League team, but my heart belongs to the Red Sox. I feel that, you need to have sports. You need to have a little bit of diversion, like you were saying. And regards to Claudia is, I'm working full-time. I'm a police officer. I'm going to school for my degree, and I'm carrying a 3.78 grade point average in my criminal justice classes, and I do think that I'm a little bit smarter than some people, And just because I'm a baseball fan doesn't mean that, you know, I'm some kind of drooling moron either.
Yeah, see, I would agree. Congratulations to you, and I would agree 100%. And I don't fault Claudia for what she thinks, but when she started getting that whole thing about people who like this are not very smart, I mean, it's like, where do you come up with that?
Well, I can kind of see where you have the guys that are at the football games, and it's 10 below zero, and they're standing up there painted in the team colors. That kind of makes you sit there and wonder and go, okay, where's this guy's brain really located? But that's also team spirit, and if he wants to go out and do that, that's his own choice.
Well, I've never done that without a shirt on, but I certainly went to Lambeau Field once to a Packers game, and it was the coldest thing I ever did. But I found the fans to be really nice, and I really had a good time. And I'm not going to say I wouldn't do it again. John, thanks, man.
All right, thanks, Jay.
All right, be safe.
Okay, you too. Bye.
All right. 7:20, 20 minutes after 7, 303-713-7600. Okay, are liberals big baseball fans or no? Or are you like Claudia? Maybe we should replay Claudia's call again so people can hear that about the intelligence level of those of us who like sports. I'm not a big baseball fan, but I do love...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money, too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Front Range Preventive Imaging. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms such as chest pain? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you. The EBT scanner is a non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks. The scan itself only takes 10 short minutes, providing Front Range Imaging with a powerful tool in detecting future health issues. Call to set up an appointment for yourself or for someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. That's frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Get the good stuff.
Everybody knows Napa is where you get the good stuff. And this weekend, it's also where you'll find customers stuffing shopping bags full of the good stuff during the Napa Bag of Bargain Sale. Stop by this Friday through Sunday and get 25% off everything you can stuff into a special Napa shopping bag. That's 25% off oil filters, shop towels, accessories, and more. This weekend only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
4% of the women who die from heart disease, the first symptom is the fatal event. We lose 150,000 Americans each year who die from their first symptom of heart disease. Now, how do you fix this? Well, if this fits you or if it fits somebody you know, and we all sit there and say, well, no, not me, then here's what you ought to do. Go to Front Range Preventive Imaging because they've got the technology that could help save the life of someone close to you or even you. The EBT scanner is the best-known non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. And we're talking no needles, no drugs, no injections, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health. So for a minimal outlay of money and 10 minutes of your time, you can walk out of Front Range Preventive Imaging secure in the information and the knowledge that you're fine. Now, is that worth it? I would say it is. Do yourself a favor. Write this number down and make the call. 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or go online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Do that today. And you, too, can walk around with total peace of mind. Make the call.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make, using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
An energy study is being conducted on residential homes. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bills. To be a part of this study, call Thermal Advantage at 1-877-99-THERMAL.
When just a few quick taps on the screen of your GPS device makes you master and commander of your automotive destiny, that's epic simplicity. And that's TomTom, the number one GPSS in the world.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The Barack Obama campaign, where is it? Senator Tom Daschle is going to be joining us. He's working closely with the Illinois senator to give us an update on exactly what the score is in Iowa. Also, the children's health care bill, we'll talk about that. Will the White House really veto it? We'll hear from CNN White House correspondent Ed Henry. Plus, Hillary wants to give every baby born $5,000. Are you for that? We'll talk about it.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Let's go to Claudia in Denver. Claudia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I love your show. I love politics. I am a progressive, and as a woman, I find, you know, overzealousness about any kind of sports to be a waste of time. I think that, you know, if people would spend more time on things that were actually going to make their society better, our society would be better.
Yeah, but you can't do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Why would you think that you... I mean, you must have... Okay, now, Claudia, you got to be honest with us.
I'm just telling you I'm not interested in hearing a half an hour or 45 minutes of your show to discuss the Rockies today. I think
I'm not discussing, you know, what the Rockies did. I'm discussing the idea about whether people who consider themselves to be liberal or progressive are into baseball and if they're into sports in general. And if you're not into sports in general or you're not into baseball, what is it you do for recreation? I'd be interested to know.
I hike in the mountains. I go sailing. I ride my bicycle. I read. I work in the garden. I have dinner with friends. I have a lot of different activities that don't include organized sports.
Okay, do you look down on people who like organized sports?
If I were going to be honest, I would have to say absolutely yes.
Well, why?
Because I think they're not as bright as people spend time reading.
You mean? Yeah, so I was going to ask you, you mean because I like Formula One and because I like road racing? I'm just not as bright as you are, Claudia? 727, 27 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 72. Well, I never claimed I was bright. If I was bright, I'd have a real job. All right, do liberals and progressives like sports? 303-713-7600. Why are we talking about this? Rockies rally in the 13th inning to stun the Padres and pick up the National League wild card. And is this important to you? Here's Stephen, who's calling from San Francisco. Stephen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Thank you. Yeah, I like sports. I'm from San Francisco. I'm one of those San Francisco liberals that everybody makes fun of, and we support our baseball and our football and our NASCAR and everything else because you have to think about other things besides politics all the time.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, you guys are huge Giant fans, and then across the bay, they're huge Oakland A's fans.
Right. And, you know, we can do it without the Oakland A's, but that's all right.
That's because you live on the other side of the bay,
yeah,
man.
I live on the good side of the bay.
You don't live in the East Bay area, but wait a minute, though. I lived over there, and it was okay.
Well, yeah, but...
Come on, I worked at Jack London Square. Come a break.
It gets hot and sticky, and, you know, they're not quite as up to snuff as we are in San Francisco.
Where in San Francisco do you live?
Capitol Hill.
Yeah, well, okay. The best I could do was Daly City. Because is that okay? Is that all right?
That's all right, yeah. You know, it's not the Presidio, but it's okay.
I mean, it's either that or Union City on the other side. Fremont.
No. I had to drive over there to work for a while, and no, we don't do that anymore either.
Oh, okay. No, all right. So you don't think people who are into sports, you don't think they're less intelligent, and it does matter to you.
It matters a lot, yeah. I'm visiting family in Denver, and everybody's excited about the Rockies. And I'm excited about them, too. San Francisco couldn't do it, but the Rockies can. Why not?
Yeah, so go today and buy yourself a Rockies cap and adopt them.
Got my Rockies cap already. They gave me one last night while we were listening to the game on the radio.
There you go, pal. Stephen, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Let's go to Lori in Boulder. Lori, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I'm one of the Boulder extreme liberals, and I like to read, and I'm a teacher, and I'm pretty intelligent, and I love sports. And I'm so excited, and my students are so excited about the Rockies. It's, you know, it's a wonderful, but I agree with Jen's comment about you need to have a balance in your life. But I also think that sometimes sports brings community and people together to rally around things that are going on, to have sort of a common goal. I mean, when CU beat Oklahoma everybody was driving around Boulder honking their horns, cheering. I mean, it was great for our community because we've had a lot of, you know, not so good things happen up there. So I think sports provides a lot of different community balance. You have to be fairly intelligent to actually play sports if you want to be any good at it. Most athletes, for the most part, are fairly intelligent people.
Yeah, well,
and
look at my two friends, Jim Pace, who drives in a Rolex Grand Am,
exactly.
Is a graduate of or went to Ole Miss, and Jim Lowe is one of the world's foremost neurosurgeons.
Exactly. You know, it's just, you know, Claudia was saying she likes gardening and hiking and reading, and that's fine. I have a friend who loves to do all those things and is a huge baseball fan as well. You know, go figure. He likes all those things. He loves politics, and he likes baseball. So I think that perhaps we liberals need to be a lot more inclusive instead of exclusive and not quite so full of snobbery.
Yeah.
You know?
And lighten up a little bit, too.
Yeah, you've got to enjoy things occasionally. I mean, you have to. You can't always go around hanging your head because you're depressed about everything. It's not healthy for you.
I agree.
And sports is a very healthy outlet for people.
I agree. Lori, thank you. Great call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Mark, who is on I-70. Mark, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
I'm all up to 36 now, but hey.
Oh, well, okay.
First of all, I consider myself strange. How's that? I'm kind of like half conservative, half liberal. I have weird views. I'm not a traditional sports fan. I'll be quite admit, I find boring. I find, words won't come. Baseball, football, basketball, very boring. I do like soccer a little bit, but I like X Games. I like racing, except for NASCAR.
Yeah, I'm on the same page you're on there.
So just constant left turns and crashes don't interest me that much, but I like road racing. You know, SCCA rallies my favorite, the WRC, which we hardly get here in America, which stinks.
No, you're right. We hardly do get it in America, and I wish we did.
And on the Claudia thing, I don't agree with her, but she said something I think you missed when you were yelling at her. She said, those who are obsessed with it. Right, and
But what's wrong with being, you know what? What's wrong with having something, though, that is set aside as...
This is what I mean. Okay, I know my best friend. He got married recently. And his sister's sister is a huge woman because she never goes out. She sits in the house and watches sports. She bought a 65-inch screen devoted to sports. And during his reception, they had to pause in the reception to turn on the TV to watch a freaking football game. This was his wedding reception. She could have gone away from sports for one freaking day. That's excessive.
Okay, but not everybody falls in that category. And I've spent like a whole afternoon in the house watching one race after another. And I've lost 127 pounds this year, and I work out 3 days a week.
I'm saying, no, it's not everyone. I'm not like Claudia. I'm not trying to lump everybody, but I'm saying there are the obsessive ones, and they're, you know, they're a little too far. There's, you know, wow, we really like the game. That's fine. You know, wow, I really like the game. That's fine. Obsessive, where you're interrupting other people's social functions to watch your freaking game, too much.
Well, that's what they invented the DVR for.
Yeah, well, she didn't understand that. She has to watch it live.
Well, maybe she has to get keyed into that. Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
All right, drive safe. Yeah, get a DVR. That's my answer. 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talking, that's what I do. I DVR all the races, and I sit and watch them. Now, is there anything wrong with that? And I am obsessed with it.
How many hours a week do you think you spend watching car racing?
4 or 5 hours, maybe.
That's it, a week? That ain't bad. I was thinking you're more between, like, 15 and 20 hours a week.
Well, if you look at it, at the height of the season, most of the Rolex races go 7 hours, but they only show, or and some of them are only 2.5 hours, but they only show part of it. They show it in part one, part two, and then F1 Grand Prix is a couple hours. So I've been known to do it for a whole day, and I am obsessed with it. I like to read a lot of books and magazines about it, but it's an escape. Hey, what's better, that or going out and getting high? 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're a Rockies fan, I know, Gina, right?
Well, I tell you what, I am now. I've only been to a couple of games, but that game last night, I lost sleep to stay up and finish watching it. It was wonderful.
Yeah, so did John.
Casual. Here's what I think. I think casual Rockies observers became Rocky fans last night. That's what I think.
This team has heart. I mean, it was just unbelievable. It was fantastic.
Yeah, so what's wrong with all of this? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I hope they go all the way. Why not? I certainly didn't want the Padres to win, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
That goes back to my days as a Dodgers fan. All right, 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk and Gino with traffic.
All right, well, westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, we're just getting real heavy traffic, and it's really slowing down between Sheridan and Church Ranch. So give yourself plenty of extra time heading across Westminster. We've got one lane of traffic southbound I-25 getting by at Johnson's Corner. That was from that early morning crash where we had the interstate closure, but we have got huge backups behind this. So, again, give yourself plenty of extra time getting through Loveland. Still dealing with multiple wrecks in the high country westbound I-70 just east of Vail. Weather outlook. Today, expect a partly cloudy, breezy, and mild day with a high of 70. Right now, it's a breezy, partly cloudy, and 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Visit one of Colorado State Bank and Trust's 17 convenient locations and check out Free Checking 2.0 with free ATMs nationwide.
Attention men. Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead. It's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
For a tire you can trust for years and years, meet the new Uniroyal Tiger Paw AWP2 tire. It'll give you 70,000 miles, guaranteed. Plus, from October 1st to 31st, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of four new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit Uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
I am busy, 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 busy. I eat, drink, and sleep busy. When I wake up, I'm busy. When I go to sleep, I'm busy. I am the king of Busy Island. So the first place I went to get my car insurance was Progressive.com because I know they provide me with all the information to make the right decision. It's simply one stop and I'm done. Boom. I tell you more about it. I'm just too busy.
If you're super busy, go to Progressive.com and we'll give you our rates and in most cases other leading companies. It's the fastest way to save hundreds.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates may fail to Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh,
it seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
First, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of four new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit Uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
An important message for anyone with over $15,000 in college debt. Goal Financial can help reduce your current monthly student loan payments by up to 50%. Call now to see if you qualify for a new federally guaranteed consolidation loan. Goal Financial makes it easy to get a low fixed interest rate that may even be tax deductible with no fees. All over America, people are calling Goal Financial to cut their monthly college loan payments up to 50%. Now it's time you call. Call toll free 1-800-566-9320. That's 1-800-566-9320.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
I just can't believe what we just pulled off. It was amazing. Just watching those guys after they hit the home run celebrate, I couldn't believe it. And then to come back the way we did against Hoffman, you know, one of the greatest closers of all time, unbelievable.
Here's Rockies first baseman Todd Helton talking about last night, Rockies 13 innings. To stun the Padres. Okay, you're a Rockies fan and the Liberals big baseball in sports. High today, 72, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Let me read some quick emails here very quickly. This is from Don. That lady is a stupid bee. I can't say that word on the air. I'm a hardcore progressive vegan, for God's sakes. That's how progressive I am. And for your information, I have a GPA of 3.9 at UF. But I love my Broncos. I love my Gators. As a kid, I was a hardcore Cincinnati Reds fan. Sports is a great release for stress. Want to scream because you hate Bush? Go to a Gator game and yell your head off. It helps you cope. Well, see, that's the way I see it. I see it as some way to. I see it as a way to escape that's harmless, basically. Let's go to Bob in Arvada. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, I was listening to this, and this is a subject that gets under my skin a little bit because I have a lot of sports fans around me, and they become temporary sports fans when teams become close to the championships. And, you know, I'm a progressive guy, but I don't feel like I've got the luxury of having the time to be able to pay much attention to sports because of the times we live in. You know, under the Clinton years, yeah, maybe I could enjoy a game or two, but under this regime that we've got right now, I don't know.
Well, what? You don't have any recreational activities at all?
Well, I have recreational activities, but they're more participatory. I'll go travel, I'll go bowling, I'll do tennis, but bicycling, but nothing observing things because, frankly, it's, you know, the times we live in. I care more about spending time going to a political rally or supporting one of my causes.
Well, then you should stop. Then how can you make that case and then turn around and say that you travel and you bowl? I mean, basically what we're talking about here is that people who watch sports, I mean, that's not what you do for release. You bowl, you bicycle, you do whatever it is that you do. But there are there are people out there who really do like this kind of stuff. And what's wrong with it?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think anything to an extreme is wrong. I think the problem is that's...
Well, how about extreme politics?
Well, here's the thing is that what you see is you see a few people that care enough about what's going on that they're trying to make up for the vast numbers of people who aren't paying attention.
There are some people out there who are obsessed with it. It's their entire and complete total lives. I mean, they are obsessed with it. Now, is that obsession any worse than being obsessed with a sports team?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I think that both of them are trying to do what they're passionate about.
Well, then obsession would be okay. So it just depends on what your obsession is.
I guess so. I think that what happened is that when these people do get obsessed, that, you know, they lose that balance in their life about trying to figure out, you know, what matters the most. 10 years from now, you might not remember the score of a game, but you might remember whether or not you gave up your rights and you'd be inspired.
No, see, I don't agree with that at all. I have fabulous memories of being obsessed with the Dodgers when I was a kid. I have fabulous memories of watching racing both on television and also live in person. And I'm still concerned about what goes on in the world, but I'll tell you, I get people who are obsessed with politics, and they have a tendency, at least in my case, with the stuff they send me, they have a tendency to be a tad bit lunatic in their approach and kind of obsessive. I mean, kind of like crazy. And I think that the caller who called up and talked about balance, I think she's got the right idea. You got to have balance in life, in no matter what you do, in your political outlook, in your life, in your recreational or entertainment outlook. You have to have balance in your diet. You got to have balance in everything. And without balance, then you end up being in trouble.
Well, I think what clues me into knowing that people aren't balanced and that they don't understand is when I ask them, you know, do you have any clue about what's going on right now in the country? And they just look at me like, you know, what world are you living in? You know, I was just watching Britney and some of these other celebrities got taken off in Paris Hilton and stuff. And like, what does that matter? I mean, I don't know. You know, some of these people get so caught up in culture and stuff that I worry about our country. And
well, I mean, that stuff's not for me either. But it doesn't mean that you can't like something else other than wanting to think and talk and dwell on politics all the time. Because I'll tell you something, you do that, and what's going to end up happening is you're going to lead a one-dimensional life. You got to broaden out.
Well, I guess that's a wake-up call for some of your listeners here, and maybe myself included, because I know that if I have a chance and a choice between watching a sports game or tuning on to the web to figure out what's really happened, since it's very hard under the news station to get real news, I'll check with the news. I'm probably more of a news junkie than I am a sports junkie.
Huh? You know, and that's fine. But I maintain you can always do both. And I'll tell you one thing. And this is me. I'd rather watch a good road race, or I'd rather watch Formula One than I would the Sunday morning talking head shows, because I find all of that to be the same blather over and over again all the time, with no resolution of conflict.
Yes. Well, you know, that's your preference, and I'd probably pick the news programs to try to figure out, okay, what's the latest spin and how we're going to counter it.
All right, but here's the important thing. For those of us who opt out to enjoy sports as entertainment and escapism and recreation, do you look down on us?
If I know you as a person, no, because I know that.
Well, how about if you don't know us?
You know, it's really tempting to overgeneralize people. It's really tempting to say,
"Well,
you're not paying attention." And
well,
so,
do you look down on people who are into sports?
I don't look down on people who are into sports. I just hope that they have some balance, or they know what's going on, so that they can say, "Okay, I had my time for sports, but I'm also going to be a good citizen and care about the future of this country."
Well, I can't argue with that. And also, we hope that you have some balance and that you have other things going on in your life. Otherwise, you'll drive yourself crazy.
Well, between my family and our activities, I try to have that balance. But I thank God that I've got some outlet like Progressive News Talk with you guys and with the Internet that I can find out what's going on to feed my needs for the real news and for taking care of the future of our world.
All right, Bob. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Great call.
All right,
thanks. Let's go to John in Aurora. John, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Just wanted to add to the conversation. I'm a very, very progressive person, and I'm also a massive sports fan. It's something that really my whole family's into. We're all liberals. My wife and I are fans of all the major sports. My sons play. My oldest is a goalkeeper. My youngest is a defensive back. I'm a coach myself at a high school. I think it's a unifying factor for not only a family but a community. You go to a Rockies game, I'm sure you're going to see people of all political stripes there. It's a very unifying factor for an entire city, in fact, for an entire country. If you go to things like the Olympics and the World Cup, after teaching social studies all week, I like to relax and go to a Rapids game with my family and just let it out that way. I've also found that it's a very healthy expression, as someone pointed out earlier. It's a very healthy expression of natural aggression, and also a good way to connect with other people you usually wouldn't connect with. I mean, look at the Olympics, look at the World Cup. If it weren't for baseball, would we even have any positive free relations with the Cubans? If it weren't for the Women's World Cup, would we have anything positive or friendly with the Chinese? I think it's really a good positive goal. I'd rather I'd rather get a red card against the Chinese than go to war with them, is what I'm saying, I guess. Am I obsessed with it? I suppose if you go, if you see me at a Rapids game, you'd see a lot of you'd see me certainly not as calm as I am the rest of the week. But it's a great relief, a great chance for me to be with my family.
And nothing wrong with doing it. I think it's a great idea, man. And I think you got the right idea. And I appreciate your call. It's been a good one.
All right, sure. One little bit about the Rockies. Those fans who've been there all along, I'm happy for them. But I look at most Rockies games, I see about 6,000-7,000 people there. We've got a lot of bandwagon fans here. Anyway, good luck to him. Any event, go Rapids.
All right, man. Thanks. Boy, I just got a mind-blowing email. Here's one road racing sport I didn't mention. Champ Car. And I like Champ Car. And it runs on ESPN. And check this out. Check this out. This is from Scott. I heard you're a motorsport fan. Do you know there is a Champ Car team in Loveland? I would love to show you our operation. We are the Roos Sport team with Justin Wilson. Man, I've seen Justin Wilson drive on TV. I love your show in the morning. Thanks. Keep up the good work. Oh, Scott, I'm going to send you an email back. Yep, you're damn right. I love Champ Car. I like Sebastian Bourdais, too. All right, it's 7:50, and I've seen Justin Wilson drive. The guy can drive like crazy. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. See, who says liberals don't like sports? Yeah. All right. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's been a pretty tough morning, although we're doing pretty good around the metro area. Just seeing the usual delays on our eastbound routes, definitely on the Boulder Turnpike, Pecos I-25 coming across C-470 Highlands Ranch, and Littleton and 6th Avenue struggling a bit now between Sheridan and your I-25 merge. Heavy stop-and-go traffic, westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike as well from Sheridan toward Church Ranch, and southbound I-25 all stacked up through Loveland there at Johnson's Corner from an earlier crash. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy day. It's going to be nice and mild with a high of only 70. Tonight, clear and cool, 42, and right now, a little breezy, 50. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Frontier Airlines presents How to Succeed in Business. When traveling on business, always fly.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army, doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw. Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc, probiotics. There's flaxseed oil. The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured. The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
His breath was better. His gas was better.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. It's less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy. No complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together, we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
Neighborhood are out cleaning their gutters, standing up there on ladders trying to get all that stuff out. You don't have to worry about it because LeafGuard protects your home from the elements. Think about never having to clean your rain gutters again. Learn more about the difference between LeafGuard and other inferior rain gutter products. Tell them that I sent you, J. Marvin, and you'll receive—you'll be eligible for a discount of $450 or 15% off. Compare the quality and the cost and see for yourself what LeafGuard can do for your home. Call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409. And here's the thing. Fall into savings, not on the ground. LeafGuard, you'll never have to clean those gutters, those rain gutters again. Tell them that I sent you and get $450 or 15% off.
What did the Independence Institute, the Cato Institute, and the ACLU have in common? They all oppose Real ID, the national identity card that the feds are forcing on the states. It's really intrusive, really expensive, and just a real bad idea. On October 3rd from 6 to 8 p.m., you're invited to join them for a town hall meeting at the Colorado History Museum. Jim Harper, Mike Krause, Catherine Hazzori, and Bruce Schneier will answer your questions about Real ID. Details at staycoveredcolorado.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now, you've got J. Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And don't forget, if you're going to go to that town hall meeting on the Real ID Act, it's going to be moderated by the world's smartest individual. David Serrano will be there. And you can meet David. He appears on the show every now and then. He's in the middle of writing a book, finishing a book. But that whole Real ID thing is going to be at the Colorado History Museum, 1300 Broadway in Denver. And that's coming up on October the 3rd, which is tomorrow night between 6 and 8 p.m. So say hello to David. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Diane Carman coming up from the Denver Post, and she's going to talk about the S-chip struggle and the votes of Marilyn Musgrave, Tom Tancredo, and Doug Lamborn. And we'll also ask her about what she thinks about what's going on up in Greeley. Right now we're talking about the Rockies, their 13th inning win to stun the Padres, and about liberals and about sports. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey.
Say, I've been a sports fan most of my life, although I'm not as avid as I used to be. I grew up outside Chicago, so I was a Cubs, Blackhawks, Bears fan, but then I kind of got a perspective on things, and I'm not as avid as I used to be. But last night was just fantastic. It was a great game, and I'm sorry to tell all the Rockies fans out there, though, that it will be a Cubs-Rockies series, and the Cubs will just take it to the Rockies then. And,
oh, you know, nice. Nice. Real nice. 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 What are you working for, WGN?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I'll die. I'll go to my grave a Cubs fan. I can't. I grew up, that was my second home, Wrigley Field, growing up, so. But last night was great. It was a great distraction. The only thing I have to say, though, about professional sports is that the money involved in professional sports is pretty disproportionate to the kind of activity it is. I mean, I was a teacher for 17 years.
Well, yeah, but that's, you know what, that's free enterprise, and that's the way things are, and it makes people uncomfortable, but it is the way things are. Paul, thanks, man. I got to go. And Diane Carman coming up next.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh,
it seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast High-Speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
You're never too old or too young to raise your financial IQ. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is available only October 8th through 10th, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll-free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani.
Blackwater is virtually a law unto itself.
Congressman Dennis Kucinich and other members of the House committee are sure to fire some tough questions at Blackwater Chairman Eric Prince at a hearing that's about to begin. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Questions will focus on reports Blackwater guards have opened fire repeatedly on Iraqi civilians, along with questions about their training and behavior, and questions, too, about why the U.S. government relies so heavily on these private soldiers and has paid this company over $1 billion.
In his prepared remarks, Prince will defend the company, saying Blackwater is not out of control and has lost 30 men defending American diplomats in Europe. A report released within the past hour shows that Hillary Clinton may be pulling away from the pack in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. She raised $27 million over the last 3 months. Political analyst Norman Ornstein.
This is great news for Mrs. Clinton, and it's a sign that the campaign is accelerating, not static. But she's still got somebody dogging at her heels.
That's Barack Obama, who raised $19 million in the third quarter, but still leads Clinton for the year by about $2 million. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments on a federal law that requires much tougher sentences for some cocaine peddlers than others. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
A lot of federal trial judges chafe at the idea that they have to use a 100-to-1 ratio when sentencing crack cocaine criminals versus powder cocaine convicts. So the justices are going to take a look to see whether there is a consensus on the high court to change that.
In Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, where cars share the road with horse-drawn carriages, Amish custom will prevail, and today's anniversary of a deadly shooting rampage will not be marked with a public ceremony. The shooting last year took the lives of 5 Amish schoolgirls and wounded 5 others.
The community has coped amazingly well this year. They've really supported each other. They've tapped the resources of mental health counselors in the area.
Donald Craybill teaches at Pennsylvania's Elizabethtown College. Danger on the field. A report in the Journal of Athletic Training says girls who play high school soccer are 68% more likely than boys to suffer a concussion. And when girls get one, they take longer than boys to get back to normal. A long-running study of Catholic priests and nuns by Chicago researchers shows that people who are conscientious and self-disciplined appear less likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. Now it's plush baby rattles, 82,000 made in China and recalled by Target because they can break open and spill small beads that could choke a child. Target.com has recall information. It's back to business on Wall Street. And the market is digesting yesterday's nearly 200-point advance by the Dow Industrial Average. At the moment, the Dow is down a fraction. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from AccountTemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes! What's that?
On second thought, Bob from AccountTemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call AccountTemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. AccountTemps, a Robert Half Company.
Attention men, Match.com has too many women. This is not a drill. We created a marketing campaign to attract as many of the most captivating women as possible. Well, it worked. Now we have more on our site than ever in recorded history. The odds are in your favor, and at Match.com, we're willing to bet on them. If you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. So go ahead, it's okay to look. Only at Match.com. See site for details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Fans old and new celebrating the Rockies' dramatic 9-8 win over San Diego at Coors Field last night.
The Rockies are going to the playoffs. They have waited 12 years.
The Rockies rallying for three runs in the 13th inning to advance to the playoffs as the NL wild card against Philadelphia.
This game is exactly like the season, just up and down with a lot of roller coaster.
And at just over 4.5 hours, it was the longest one-game tiebreaker in Major League history. Former Northern Colorado punter Mitch Kozad set to be sentenced today in the stabbing attack on UNC starter Rafael Mendoza. He's looking at between 5 and 16 years in the Stony Lonesome. The case of 3-year-old Nivia Gallegos has taken a strange turn. Denver prosecutors now say they do not have the evidence at this point to file formal charges in the death of the little girl. That means the two suspects, the girl's mother and her boyfriend, are being released. The DA's office says charges can't be filed yet because the autopsy results aren't back.
It's been a case that has drawn great public interest. We're very sensitive to that. But we do have to make decisions based on what the law says and what, you know, what the process is.
Miriam Gallegos and her boyfriend, Angel Montoya, had been held since the girl was reported kidnapped almost 2 weeks ago. Her body was found in a trash bag 2 days later. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Tom, heavy traffic just about wherever you are. We're seeing a late commute for sure. Westbound I-70 stacked up between 225 and Quebec. Southbound 25, of course, still seeing heavy delays through Thornton and North Glen and again into downtown. And you got pretty much the same thing if you're on 225 either direction. Of course, we still have that gridlock that we had up on southbound I-25 through Loveland right at Johnson's Corner from an earlier crash. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy, breezy, and mild day with a high of 70. Right now, partly cloudy and 57. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Copper Mountain is the locals' favorite with great snow and tons of naturally divided terrain. Ski and ride for less than $30 a day with the Copper Mountain 4-Pass. Buy yours at Front Range Christie Sports.
Here we have the Carrier Infinity 96 gas furnace.
Wow.
It features an AFUE rating of up to 96.6% and 40 to 120,000 BTUH capacity.
Great. I have no idea what that means.
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that, I understand.
Carrier, turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8077, it's after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny today, high of 72. Look at the light breeze out there. And it's good to have you along here this morning. Let's talk to one of my favorite columnists. House Democrats are not in a negotiating mood after garnering more than 40 votes from Republicans on Tuesday in support of the compromise S-CHIP reauthorization and expansion bill. The Congressional Daily reports that the compromise bill would provide an additional $35 billion. There's just a big struggle over this. Diane Carman wrote a great column on this titled Lawmakers Put Kids' Health Last, and we've got Diane Carman on the phone. And I hope you're feeling better than when we first called you and you were sick. Are you feeling better?
I'm much better. Thank you, Jay.
Oh, good. It's good to know you're back in good health. Okay, you wrote a column and pointed out that Marilyn Musgrave, Tom Tancredo, and Doug Lamborn, among the three who voted against this S-CHIP business, and you talked about kids' health, and I can't logically in any way, shape, or form see any reason why anybody would oppose this.
Well, I think it's it defies my imagination to figure out how they justify it. I can see how they do it. They do it out of complete self-interest and political expediency, but how you justify this in terms of morality and public policy, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't to me either. And in fact, one of the arguments that I heard, which I thought was really, really kind of bizarre, and I was talking about it earlier this morning, was the idea that, well, there are, what happens is if you fully fund this, and the critics, of course, see it as being an expansion, then what's going to happen is you're going to get parents who are not necessarily poor, who are going to move off their private insurance plans, and they're going to go to S-CHIP. That's argument number one. And then argument number two would be that we don't want to have to pay for parents who are irresponsible with their kids and do not provide proper insurance. And my thought on that one was, well, okay, that's like saying we're getting a divorce. We'll not only punish each other, but we'll punish the kids. Why would you turn around and punish kids over an adult matter?
Well, and it's just foolish to think that people have so much control over their lives that they can avoid bankruptcy, avoid layoffs, avoid having their companies drive up the cost of insurance premiums beyond what they can afford. I mean, I know about irresponsible parents. I interview people frequently that I'm shocked at the bad judgment they exhibit in so many ways in their lives. But honestly, when it comes to health insurance, there are a lot of very responsible, smart, well-meaning people who get caught in this. My daughter doesn't have kids. My daughter is 27 years old, went from one job working for the state of Colorado to another job, left one on Friday, started the next one on Monday in the Cherry Creek School District as a teacher, and ended up without health insurance for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I mean, it happens. It happens to a lot of very responsible people, and I think, the system is broken.
It is broken. You look at the bankruptcies, the number one cause is health care. And the other thing is, how many of us are not worried about this? How many of us are not bound into this problem, not only for ourselves but also our children, that if we, God forbid, in this unstable world, if we lose our jobs, we lose our health care? And a recent survey showed that in Colorado, health care is the number one question most people have.
Yes, and this whole issue is really, really irrational. A lot of people suggest, including the President of the United States, that nobody in this country is going without health care because anyone can walk into an emergency room. Well, that shows you how irresponsible our government leaders are in managing these policies, because that's ridiculously expensive. The example that the doctor at Denver Health Medical Center gave to me for that column was very illustrative of the problem here. He was talking about kids who don't have health insurance coverage or aren't on the CHIP program, S-CHIP program, and he described the case of a kid who had asthma who would show up in the emergency room in a crisis, end up being in the hospital for 3 days, stabilized, released, given a prescription that the family couldn't afford to fill because they're very expensive drugs. The kid would go home, go back into school, in a matter of weeks be back in the hospital with another acute asthma attack and another round of that. It's emergency room care and hospital inpatient care. Are we really saying that we're saving money by not funding these programs? It's insane.
Well, that illustration that you brought up in your column is a good one. It set me to thinking about the fact that many of the people who object to fully funding S-CHIP, many of the people who object to getting into this whole health care debate are the same people who are always screaming about fiscal responsibility. And how responsible is it if you're doing something the most expensive way instead of the least expensive way?
Yeah, and it has a terrible impact on kids. Let's talk about S-CHIP for a minute. Are we really saying that we can expect kids to perform well in school when they're not getting essential basic health care? I mean, we have all these contradictions in our society, things we're simply not willing to confront. And one of them is that kids need health care. They need vaccinations. They need somebody to go to when they come down with strep. They need they need health care. You can't expect people to grow up and perform well in school and take on all the kind of responsibilities as adults that we expect of them if they're, hampered by that in the first years of their lives.
You know, the thing that gets me, 8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Diane Carman from the Denver Post on the line. Well, this thing that gets me, like I brought up in the beginning, is that All these objections that I hear about this, the end result is always the same. It punishes the kids.
It does.
Now, how do we as adults, if we have any decency or any kind of morals or any kind of anything, how do we justify that behavior?
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, there's the whole pro-life family values debate that people go on and on about carrying on about the importance of family and everything
right.
like that. It really falls apart over something like this. You know, the kids aren't, they have no control over these circumstances, how they were born or who their parents were or whether their father or mother can hang on to a job. They have no control over that. There really has to be a sense of social responsibility for the welfare of children.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, all we're talking here is we're talking 61 cent per pack increase in the tobacco tax. What is so treasonous and so bad about that?
Yeah, especially when in more and more states you can't even smoke indoors. We've made it pretty clear in this country that we want to discourage smoking, and I think that seems like a good, at least a short-term solution to the covering the cost of this. But let's face it, the comprehensive health care reform really has to happen in this country. We have to look at what money we're spending on health care and try and get it not going into the pockets of shareholders of insurance companies, but into care and preventative care for everybody, so that we have a rational system.
Now, John, New Jersey Governor John Corzine has made good on his threat to sue the Bush administration for attempting to impose federal income thresholds, which he says would exclude thousands of children from eligibility for state insurance subsidies. Seven other states have also filed similar lawsuits. I wonder if the state of Colorado would get in line with this too.
I wonder. That will be interesting to see how that happens. You know, I think we were a little bit late in the game to get in on the tobacco settlement, but ultimately did. I suppose they'll keep an eye on this and see which way the wind blows. I'm not sure that John Southers would be the first one on that bandwagon, but ultimately there could be some movement along those lines. It'd be interesting to see, don't you think?
Yeah, it would be. All right, so let's say that Bush vetoes this. Then what?
Well, unless the Democrats can work some magic here, they can't override the veto. At this point, anyway, they haven't got enough votes in the House to override the veto. And, my hope, the Democrats have not been as nimble and creative as I would have liked to see, but I would hope that they would come back with another plan and really try and make something happen. It's a long time between now and November of 2008. They'll certainly raise this as a campaign issue, but I would hope that they would go beyond that to try and come up with a plan B to see if they can get this thing passed.
Yeah, I would hope that they, could sit down and figure out some way to outmaneuver it. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with Diane Carman. Let me switch for a second and ask you about this, because I know you wrote a column about this too. This whole thing with District Attorney Ken Buck is back in the news again this morning in the Denver Post about all of this, and some people are saying that they were engaging in politics there more than anything else. I understand there were pamphlets being passed out for this brand new conservative organization. I think it's Northern Colorado Conservative Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that whole thing? I'm just outraged by that whole thing, and I've invited Ken Buck on this show numerous times, and he's just ducking us.
Well, of course it was politics. Of course it was politics. There is absolutely no other explanation for holding that meeting. The pretense was that he wanted people to express their support for opening another office of of immigration and customs enforcement. It's already on the. It's already scheduled to be open. It's they're in the process of it. It's approved. There was absolutely no reason to get those people together except to fan the flames of anti-immigrant sentiment in Weld County. And you know the divisive nature of that. It's so destructive. It's irresponsible. I can't believe that community. You know, isn't getting wise to this. It's really kind of shameful. I in my column and you know, I have never suggested that we should go soft on crime, whether it's immigrants or anybody else. I think, I have no problem with deporting people here legally or illegally who commit crimes. Our immigration system has had that provision for a long, long time. And, I don't object to that. But I do object to somebody getting a whole fairgrounds full of people all revved up into this anti-immigrant sentiment that it's not even based on any fact. I mean, the percentage of crimes that are committed by illegal immigrants compared to those committed by people who were born in this country is minuscule.
Oh, yeah, and of course they set up that straw man argument. I'm sure you're hit with this, too, that immediately when you start denouncing stuff like this, they immediately start sending you emails, well, you must be for open borders.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the same straw man argument that got us into Iraq.
Exactly. I mean, I hear from it, it's sort of an organized campaign. Every time the issue of immigration comes up, you can't even agree with the critics of immigration reform in this country. You can't even agree with them without having them yell at you. You know, it's really gotten out of hand. And you know, this is something that really bugs me about our Congress right now. I have said that I believe that the politicians would rather continue to run on immigration than to solve the problem.
I think you're right.
I think that they want this issue to remain a hot-button issue because they can get emotions riled up and they can run on it. If they solved it, if they came up with some reasonable, rational policies, then they couldn't, then they'd have to defend their votes on it. They don't want to have to do that. They would rather have it be a mess.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, Tom Tancredo has gotten a lot of mileage out of this. But my question is, how did Ken Buck pull this off using what appears to be taxpayer funds to do this?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, how come Southers isn't down on this?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Yeah, it makes you wonder what Ken Buck's running for.
Oh, I think he's definitely running for something. Congress, Senate, who knows what the heck he's got in mind. But he's definitely running for something, and obviously he's going to court the hate vote in order to advance his own political career. And I'm like you. If I were living in Weld County, if I were living in Greeley, I mean, I would just be inflamed by this.
Yeah.
Would want this guy's head on a platter, not, literally. But, I mean, it's so disgusting.
Yeah, and, here's the thing. We do have real problems with our borders and with illegal immigrants coming across the border and with families being disrupted by this kind of thing, by this sort of random enforcement of the law. And, it does undermine respect for the law. It is a problem, but revving up people to have hateful, bigoted feelings is not the solution. The solution is to really evaluate what's going on, what's realistic, and make some comprehensive changes.
Boy, I agree 100%. Diane, glad you're feeling better. Glad you could come on the show, and just love reading your work.
Oh, thanks so much. It's a pleasure, Jay. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, Diane. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, 8:23, 23 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's play a little snippet of this for our buddy Ken Buck. And all the other political opportunists and bigots out there, like Tom Tancredo and the rest. This is Tom Russell, and Who's Gonna Build Your Wall?
Hey, these minute men in little pickup trucks who declared their own dang war. Now the government wants to build a barrier like old Berlin, 8 feet tall. But if Uncle Sam sends the illegals home, who's gonna build the wall? Who's gonna build your wall, boy? Who's gonna mow your lawn? Who's gonna cook your Mexican food when your Mexican maid is gone? Who's gonna wax your floors tonight down at the local mall? Who's gonna wash your baby's face? Who's gonna build your So don't lay that rap on me. Left wing, right wing, up wing, down wing. I see strip malls from sea to shining sea. It's the fat cat white developer who's created this whole damn squall. It's a pyramid scheme of dirty jobs. And who's gonna build your wall? Who's gonna build your wall, boy?
Who's going to build your wall? It's available on his latest CD.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. If back to school at your house means somebody needs a nice used car for a great price, then click on over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for your inspection. All located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find what you're looking for at a great price today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh.
It seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast High-Speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
You still own cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. If you're thinking about an SUV or all-wheel drive for the wintertime, or you just need to look for a secondary vehicle or maybe another vehicle, you got to go to Rockies. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't just only go to Rockies, but I'm saying you want to save some bucks, well, then you go to Rockies because they've just got a huge selection from A to Z, and they've got great folks to help you out, too. And you know that I name them every single day, starting with the Al Shear brothers and working my way all the way down. They're my lifelong friends, and if I had a choice to send you to somebody, I'd send you to my friends. And I get calls all the time from people. Well, what about Rockies? And I tell them. I say, hey, Mary and I shop there. You ought to, too. See their inventory online at RockiesAutos.com on the Internet, or get out there and see them in person. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Now, consider that for a minute. How do you stick around since 1982? Well, you do it because you get repeat customers and you get new customers alike, and once you shop there, you'll realize the difference, and then you'll come back time and time again. So I'm not saying that you have to buy a vehicle there, but what I'm saying is if you're out there looking for a vehicle, the first place you ought to try is Rockies Autos and see if among that huge selection they just don't have something for you. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
The most unique, wonderful homes are often handcrafted and designed with incredible detail. A Lindell Cedar home fits that description. For over half a century, Lindell has been providing families with dream homes of lasting beauty and quality. Crafted of Western Red Cedar, every Lindell home comes with a lifetime structural warranty. To learn how we can help bring your dreams to life, call 1-888-4-LINDELL or visit us at Lindell.com, Lindall.com.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin relieves my worst allergy symptoms for 24 hours, and it's proven to make me alert and focused, not drowsy. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed, only brand clinically tested. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
The Barack Obama campaign, where is it? Senator Tom Daschle is going to be joining us. He's working closely with the Illinois senator to give us an update on exactly what the score is in Iowa. Also, the children's health care bill, we'll talk about that. Will the White House really veto it? We'll hear from CNN White House correspondent Ed Henry. Plus, Hillary wants to give every baby born $5,000. Are you for that? We'll talk about it.
Today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Come on.
Let's go undercover. This song just absolutely rocks. Keith Richards is working on that he got 7 million for. 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And before we get traffic, let me just put Jack on quickly. Can I do that? Okay. Jack and Greeley. Jack, what do you got? What do you guys got going on up there tonight?
Hey, Jay, I just read on page A3 of the Tribune that there's a group that is going to the city council meeting in Greeley tonight to question why Buck held this forum, challenging him to show up, and he won't attend tonight because he said it's not an appropriate forum to address the issue.
Of course, naturally.
And this article is a little too, it's three columns, it's a little too long to read, you know, because you've got to get traffic, but it's page A3 of the Tribune this morning if you want to go look at it online.
Yeah, we'll go check it out, and naturally Mr. Buck won't show up. He won't show up there, he won't show up on this program. Buck, 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 because you know what, he got caught, and I really would like to, you know, I'm going to tell you something, man. I really want to do this. I'm going to call John Souther's office and ask him why it is, how is it possible for a guy to, I'd like to call Buck's office and ask him, and he won't answer, but I'd like to ask him, did he use taxpayer dollars to do this little political deal that he put on?
Yeah, well, and of course, this poop prosecution cost a fortune in taxpayer dollars. You know, that failed thing.
Yeah, Ken, go get him Law and Order Buck, right?
And he's wasting my tax money for something like that, you know?
Well, he's a complete waste of humankind. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, Dave.
All right, Jack.
Bye.
All right, we'll scope that out. It's 8:32, 32 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
All right, thanks, Jay. We're dealing with a late-morning crash southbound I-25, right shoulder, right near 38, so that's for your downtown commute. That's just adding to the delays we still have back to 58. Southbound I-25 struggling up in Loveland, getting by that earlier crash and recovery at Johnson's Corner, and it looks like we've got a problem now in Morrison, a crash near Parmalee Gulch on U.S. 285. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy, breezy, and mild day. We'll get a high of 70, low tonight of 42, and right now, partly cloudy and 58. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more in a...
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
The Peace Corps is looking for volunteers of all ages. To find out more, attend an information session near you. Visit www.peacecorps.gov for a list of local events.
Have you been missing out on some of the active things you love to do? Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Voss of Boulder Orthopedics. Together, we can help reduce your arthritis pain. Let's talk about reducing your discomfort through non-surgical treatments. When surgery is necessary, I use the latest technology such as the new DEUCE procedure and computer navigation.
Don't let unnecessary pain slow you down. Set up a consultation with Dr. Voss at 303-449-2730, extension 300, or go online at boulderorthopedics.com.
Good girl, Duchess.
Hi, I'm Sarah Silverman, and a lot of people ask me, Sarah, have you changed at all since the success of your show? And I tell them, absolutely not. I put my $500 jeans on one leg at a time, like anybody else, with the help of my assistant. And I have the same hopes, dreams, and boats as anybody else.
The new season of the Sarah Silverman program starts tomorrow at 10:30, 9:30 Central, right after the season premiere of South Park, only on Comedy Central.
I got this horse to match my outfit.
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis.
Once the gate is open, the journey begins.
You're saying we should kill them?
Before they kill you.
Stargate Atlantis, check your local listings. And the mission continues on Sci-Fi.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
With all new episodes.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
Experience the adventure as it happens.
There's only one way to go, and that's up.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 Central on Sci-Fi.
To find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit, dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Hi, I'm Maggie May. Come join me right here on Saturday afternoons at 1:30 for design and decorating tips, and together we'll explore interiors that satisfy the soul. Visit MaggieMae.net. That's MAE.net.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
It's not your fault. I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick, the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is Apamine.
It knocks out your appetite, helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. We're going to let you try Right Size free for 2 full weeks.
Either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
For your free trial of Right Size Smoothies, call 1-800-684-4300. 1-800-684-4300. 1-800-684-4300.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Okay, here's kind of a weird thing. At 8:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 72 under sunny skies. You ever just think of something? You ever just had somebody's name pop into your head? And how about if their name is real obscure? How about if nobody knows who he is or the person is? You ever had that happen, John? You ever had that happen?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm trying to think of an example right now, but I can't. Who are you thinking of?
Okay, you don't even know who this guy is. I don't think anybody knows who this guy is. No, I don't think so. Well, maybe you do. He's an English artist who used to dress on stage in leather pants. This is like probably 65, 66, and his name was P.J. Proby. And he had one hit in America, and the rumor was... I don't know why I just thought of this, but the rumor was is that he split his pants on stage and it deep-sixed his career. And I wonder what the hell he's doing now, and I wonder if anybody even remembers him. I mean, just some obscure thing that just popped into my head. I just thought about it and just came out of nowhere. And I've never heard, I can't even tell you what that hit was that he had. I can't even remember it. Was it Nicky Hokey, I think, or something like that? I don't know. Then he may not even be English, but I believe he was English. Are you researching that?
I'm on Wikipedia right now.
Does he show up?
He shows up.
Oh, well, actually, he existed. It wasn't a figment of my drug-addled imagination.
By 1990, he was in Lancashire, suffering from alcoholism. It says in 97, Proby toured with The Who in America and in Europe, performing as The Godfather in the road production of Quadrophenia. He continued singing by doing performances in UK, Sweden, Denmark, and Germany. In addition, he had been touring in 60s Gold, another revival series of shows, for some years. In August 2004, he also toured successfully in Australia. And from February until May 2006, he was touring with the Solid Silver 60s show.
Does it talk about that incident early on, about him splitting his pants?
Let me look for that. Let me go up. You said you want to know what he's up to now.
Or maybe that's just my imagination that that happened. But I believe that's what happened to him. Isn't that amazing that his name just, like, popped into my head?
A royalty dispute with Liberty Records in 66 broke his run of success in the UK singles chart. His career was also affected by controversies. His skin-tight trousers split open during a concert in England.
There you go.
The woman in the audience went wild. Somehow the trousers split again at the next venue. Poor guy. Critics and the audience were divided on whether he was using a gimmick to promote his image or simply an eccentric rock star. During a concert with Cilla Black in 67, they split again.
Cilla Black.
And PGA was dropped from the rest of the tour by theater managers.
Yeah, so I was right about that. And I think he only had one hit here in America. So. Okay, good to know I'm not losing my mind totally. Here's some email to am760.net. This is from Anthony. Just wanted to say that Greeley has serious issues regarding ethics divides. Ken Buck and his crusade do not surprise me in the least, nor does the lack of outrage from the community. I grew up in Greeley and am from a mixed family. I could go on for days about the socially backwards region. I just hope one day that they will see that there is more to life than petty prejudices. Here's Richard White, who says he does not support the Rockies because of the Montfort's connections to the Republican Party. Well, what do you expect? I mean, if you're a rich, upper strata type person, a lot of them support the Republicans, regardless of who runs. Here's David. I don't think people who enjoy sports are any less intelligent or any less informed. My complaint is that you have these people earning millions of dollars because they can run, jump, or hide, or hit, while our teachers, who shape the future of the world, have had to have three incomes just to survive. So I think there's a real disconnect in our values. So I play sports, but I do not support them by watching or buying. Well, you know, David, you're talking about public education, and you're talking about that versus private industry. And if you've got some unique commodity and you're able to do this kind of stuff, do you blame these folks for selling it to the highest bidder? I mean, I think to me that's comparing apples and oranges, because you're not asking the taxpayers, except for when they build stadiums and things like that, you're not asking the taxpayers really to shell out anything like you are when it comes to the public schools. And I've been over this a million times about the fact that we're conditioned in this society to believe that we can ride for free, and we can't. Here's Paul. I'm a Republican. I disagree with most of what you say, but I love that you are on the air bringing balance to our country. Keep up the fight. The left needs to draw from the Rockies lesson. If you lose in 08, it will be like the loss to the Diamondbacks last Friday, the end of an 11-game winning streak. The team was down but not out. If you win in 08, it will be because your game 163. You got it done, but the fight is not over. Remember last night. Remember the catch. See you, Michigan, and the drive, Broncos. Life is a game of inches. Don't ever quit. And Paul's right. And you know what? I'll tell you something here. Thank you, Paul. I'll tell you something else, too. We need to keep this in mind, that we've moved to a position in this society. This is one of the things that makes politics so sickening. We've moved to a position in this society where it isn't enough that we just disagree. We have to vanquish each other. And that's a shame. Because what ends up happening there is we can't work together on anything. We need a lot more balance and a lot less extremism in the political process in this country. Because your neighbor or somebody next to you or whatever the case may be, because they are conservative and Republican, or because they are liberal or progressive, that doesn't make them un-American. That doesn't make them your enemy. That doesn't make them wrong. And this demonization of people is killing us. And that's my whole objection to a lot of that goes on right-wing talk radio. Not only is it boring, because it's the same pablum puke every single day, but also it's divisive. And thank God people like Congressman Mark Udall and Harry Reid and others are, for instance, standing up to Limbaugh. And I'm getting all these lame brain emails from people who either believe what Limbaugh says, which when he runs that heavily edited stuff, or they're claiming that, oh, you're taking him out of context. And the only thing that matters there is the conversation he had with that guy, and we didn't take it out of context. We put it in context. And so thank God that people are standing up and they're saying enough is enough with this. and that we're not going to have a double standard in this country, and what's good is for the goose is good for the gander, and that you can't continue to keep going on like this. And I think it drives people away from politics. I think it drives people away. I think people are sick and tired of all of the squabbling, all of the name-calling, all of the craziness. There's a difference between calling somebody, disagreeing with somebody, and in a moment of passion or heat, calling them a jerk or an idiot or whatever the case may be, because you can always turn around and say, well, hey, you know what, I didn't mean that. But going after their character and trying to assassinate them, like questioning their patriotism or their honor in regards to their country or any of that kind of stuff, that's totally and completely insane and ridiculous. And that's been going on here for a long, long time. It's like, okay, those folks sit over there on these other radio stations, and what they do is they sit there and they impugn motives of people who disagree with them. Like, we're hoping the enemy wins. We're hoping, I mean, come on, that's insane. Here's Justin in Aurora. Justin, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, seems to me you're being pretty hypocritical on this. You, yesterday, I think you got an email about people who oppose the S-CHIP program also are pro-life, and you made the comment that people who oppose the S-CHIP program want to see kids die slowly, and that...
I don't think that's being hypocritical. I think it's true.
No, it's not. You think I want to see my kids die slowly?
Excuse me. Can I answer back? Did I specifically say you?
Well,
I said many of the same people. So let's name some names. You want to name some names? You want me to name names and be specific? And you tell me.
People who want to see kids die slowly? Yes,
people,
I'd love
yes,
to hear you name
yes,
names.
Yes, people who basically don't give a damn about children. They only care about themselves and their own needs. You want me to name those names? I'll name those names. I'll start.
I'm waiting.
George W. Bush, Dick Cheney.
They want to see their kids die slowly?
No. What they want is they don't give a damn about kids in this country. They only care about themselves and their friends, and that includes all of the GOP, which voted in Congress, which voted in the Senate, and also which voted in the House to oppose the fully funding of S-CHIP. That's not you. You don't vote. You don't hold a congressional seat.
Now,
so that's not you.
You just complained about Republicans and GOP and right-wingers imputing motives. How do you know what their motives are?
How I know about their motives is because I see their actions. That's how I know about their motives. Because we have an administration here, my friend, and we have people in that party, my friend, who talk a good game and who say a good game, but if you go back and you bother to look at the votes that they have cast and also the bills that they have introduced and the legislation that they have passed, what they do and their actions, have you heard this term, your actions speak louder than words? Their actions speak way louder than their words. Are you going to deny that many of these people run on a quote-unquote pro-choice position? But then again, they don't speak out about health care funding for children? Well, answer the question. Answer the question. Yes or no?
It's a convoluted question.
No, it's not. It's a straight question. It's a straight question. It's a straight question.
Is he opposed to it because
he's opposed to it?
Children is 25 years old.
He opposes it because he claims that it's too expensive, that it would cost too much money, and that his proposal doesn't fund it fully, but only funds it partially, and he's opposed to that. While he turns around and we squander how much money every single frickin' day in Iraq, and how much money has Blackwater and Halliburton and numerous other contractors who have political connections received off of this White House. You want to answer those questions? You want to answer them?
No, again. Howard.
Yeah, here we go again. Yeah, but just like you don't have any answers. Nice try, pal. But, you know, you can run and you can hide from the people who you endorse. You can run from them anytime you want, but you can't hide from them. Because anybody can go to the Washington Post website that records these votes, and they can go and they can look. And I defy you to give me an example of where these folks really care about kids. Who cares if a kid is defined at being 25 years of age? Do you think it's moral for people to suffer who can't get proper health care? Is that how you want to run society? Based on their ability to pay and their need to pay? What does Jesus Christ have to say about that? What would the Bible have to say about that? Come on, Jason, why don't you come back? What did you hang up for? Did you get nailed? Sure you got nailed. Because you guys talk a good game, but you never deliver. And it's divisive as hell. And you know what else? It's immoral to deny somebody health care. But I'll tell you something, pal. You're probably a couple of paychecks away from the poorhouse if you get a catastrophic disease. And you're going to be the first person who is going to run to the authorities and ask for help. Bush's answer was that they can go to the emergency room. You think that's a cost-saving measure? You think that's proper health care? Grow up. 8:50, 50 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin and Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still seeing a struggle on those eastbound routes, C-470 crossing Littleton as well as Highlands Ranch, eastbound 270 through Commerce City, and eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. Now, westbound is a bit of a struggle as well from Sheridan toward Church Ranch, and we've got a crash southbound I-25 downtown. It's on the right shoulder near 38th. Weather outlook today, you can expect a partly cloudy day. We'll have some breezes moving in, 70 degrees for a high. Looks like tomorrow will be sunny and warmer at 80. Right now, few clouds, 58 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online. Attend
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere. How would you like to upgrade your vehicle and save a lot of money too? You would? Well, here's what you do. Tap, tap, tap over to CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll find over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs. Up close and personal. These vehicles are priced to sell quickly, and they're all located right here in Denver. Don't waste your time running all over town. Find just what you're looking for today at CheaperUsedAutos.com. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less. It's less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
GoToMeeting will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth and reveal why you're never too old or too young to raise your financial IQ. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is available only October 8th through 10th, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll-free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-400-4010. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Now, werewolves in charge of health care. 8:55, 55 minutes away from the hour. High today, 72. No, I lied. It's 8:56. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Eric Bullard with Media Matters. And we'll get into this whole Rush Limbaugh thing. And, you know, I am so fatigued at people who call up and, well, that's what you're doing. You're engaging in hate discussion. No, you know, you can disagree with somebody, but I've never impugned anybody's patriotism or the commitment to the commitment to the country. And like I said before, I mean, you can run, but you can't hide from people's voting records, and their actions speak louder than words. And we do have a president in this country who has said you can go to the emergency room, and we've got people who are voting against health care of children. And where is that moral? Where is that right? Where does that make any kind of sense? Where does denying anybody health care make any kind of sense? Because we're all a couple of paychecks away from being in deep, deep trouble if we lose our health care. How does that make any kind of sense? And it doesn't make any kind of sense. Now, we need a fix to the system. We need to work something out to get it fixed. But you're not going to call up here and tell me that many of the same people who oppose the expansion of S-CHIP funding, many of those same folks are going to turn around and are going to tell you and me that the people who oppose this, that they don't campaign as being pro-life. I mean, you guys, this is not hate speech. This is reality. You guys have been busted so many times over on the other side there, Justin, and you should pay attention to this. You've been busted so many times for being hypocrites, for talking about pro-life, whether it's Larry Craig, or pro-family, excuse me, and family values, whether it's Larry Craig or David Vitter or a whole host of other folks. And the difference is that I just think it's immoral to go to a 10-year-old and say, you can't have health care because your parents don't make enough money or whatever the situation is, or to say to a 25-year-old that you can't have health care, it's human suffering and it's bad public policy. And that has nothing to do with hate speech. That's identifying something as it is. And if you don't want to accept it, I urge you to go to thewashingtonpost.com and look up people's voting records. More coming up.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and AEG Live invite you to see Al Gore at the Wells Fargo Theater at the Colorado Convention Center, Tuesday, October 2nd at 8 p.m. For ticket information, visit am760.net.
I looked at her and I was just, wow. She looked
great.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the clinically proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-600-6546. That's 1-800-600-6546. 1-800-600-6546.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A House panel has begun questioning the head of Blackwater, the private security company implicated in a series of violent incidents in Iraq. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
The founder of Blackwater launched a spirited defense of his company, saying 30 of his soldiers for hire have lost their lives in Iraq while protecting U.S. diplomats. But the House committee found 195 shooting incidents in recent years. In almost all of them, Blackwater guards fired first. And Republican Tom Davis said many were covered up with State Department help.
Iraqis understandably resent our preaching about the rule of law, when so visible an element of the U.S. presence there appears to be above the law.
Democrat Henry Waxman said Congress also has to ask if hiring tens of thousands of private soldiers in Iraq is a good use of tax money. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Another sign of how turmoil in the mortgage business is affecting the housing industry. The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales plunged 6.5% in August to a record low as would-be buyers struggle to get mortgages. From bad to worse, says Christopher Thornburg of Beacon Economics.
A bad market is becoming the worst housing market in U.S. economic history.
In London, a British coroner's inquest has begun into the 10-year-old death of Princess Diana. Earlier probes by British and French authorities have concluded that Diana, her boyfriend Dodi Fayed, and their chauffeur Henri Paul were killed in a Paris car crash because the driver was drunk. More from CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker.
The jury is being asked to set the two investigations aside and answer 20 key questions. Was Diana pregnant? Was she about to marry Dodi? That's the central thesis of the conspiracies. Was Diana afraid for her life? Did she really think Prince Charles was trying to kill her? And did British intelligence have anything to do with the car crash?
Fayed's father, Mohammed, insists there was a conspiracy to kill his son and the princess. Well, she's leading in the national polls, and Senator Hillary Clinton is also on top of the Democratic presidential fundraising heap. She pulled in $27 million during the third quarter, more than $7 million ahead of her nearest rival, Senator Barack Obama. University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato says he's not surprised.
It's very, very tough for anyone to compete with the Clinton organization. Some call it the Clinton machine.
Today, Clinton and Obama have each raked in nearly $80 million. Women may be fooling themselves when it comes to doing what they should to ward off cancer. Here's what Jennifer Vadrine of the University of Texas says their study found.
81% of women said that they ate a healthy diet to prevent cancer. But when we looked at the number of women who got three servings of vegetables and two servings of fruit every day, it was less than 10%.
Another finding, nearly three of four women say they regularly exercise, while only about a third actually get the minimum amount of exercise recommended for cancer prevention. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 30 points and the NASDAQ off three. This is CBS News.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, all wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
on four is on. Go ahead, Phil.
Don't get conservative on your summer travel plans because of high gas prices. Just get a Garmin and make every trip more efficient. Garmin's portable navigators put a world of maps and travel info at your fingertips. Tap the screen to look up restaurants, hotels, and attractions, and get voice-prompted directions.
Turn right on Broadway.
Some Garmin navigators even list gas prices and can route you to the station with the cheapest fill-up. Garmin, don't just get there. Arrive.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Just call them the Cinderella Kids.
One of the best baseball games ever in the Mile High City.
The Rockies heading to baseball's postseason with the most momentum of any team, winning 14 of their last 15, including last night's thrilling 9-8 come-from-behind victory over San Diego in 13 innings that earned Colorado the National League wild card.
This is a special Rockies team, the way that they've battled these last couple weeks, and I think they have a great chance to go a long way in the postseason.
The Rockies winning the longest one-game tiebreaker in Major League history. They now advance to play Philadelphia in the first round of a series that starts tomorrow afternoon in the city of brotherly love. The mother and boyfriend arrested in the death of a 3-year-old Denver girl have now been released from jail, but the DA's office says that doesn't mean it's over.
Clearly, the investigation into the death continues. We're working closely with the Denver Police Department, the homicide unit, and that work is going on.
Nivia Gallegos' body was found about a week ago. The cause of death still hasn't been released. Denver's Columbus Day Parade will mark its 100th anniversary this weekend, and like previous parades, this one is expected to be contentious. Hundreds of Native Americans and their supporters expected to turn out to condemn the explorer as an oppressor. And hurricane expert William Gray of CSU has slightly downgraded his forecast. He's now calling for 4 named storms in October and November, including 2 hurricanes, one of them major. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're looking a lot better across the metro area. Looks like right now South on I-25. Still a little heavy from an earlier crash we had near 38, so you can expect those delays between 58 and Spear. Eastbound C-470, still a little bogged down through Highlands Ranch as well. And we're clearing a crash on U.S. 285 in Morrison, right near Parmalee Gulch. Security wait time at DIA 5 minutes. Weather outlook today should be partly cloudy, breezy, and mild with a high of 70 tonight.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Information report with senior fellow at Media Matters for America, Erica Bullard. Bullard is the author of Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush. He worked for 5 years as a senior writer for Salon.com, where he wrote extensively about media and politics. Prior to that, he worked as a contributing editor for Rolling Stone, and he's taking the place of Paul Waldman, who's out sick, and we hope that Paul feels better. And Eric, good morning, and welcome back to the program for a second time.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, let me play a little clip here of Harry Reid in the Senate yesterday about this whole Limbaugh business. Here we go, and then I want to get your comments on it.
Freedom of speech is one of our country's most cherished values. Nothing sets us further apart than the countries and regimes we oppose than our belief that everyone's opinion matters, everyone's, and that everyone has a right to express it. That's why when we hear things on the radio and other places that are offensive, by and large, we tolerate them. But last week, Rush Limbaugh went way over the line, way over the line. Mall I respect his right to say anything he likes. His unpatriotic comments, I cannot ignore. During his show last Wednesday, Limbaugh was engaged in one of his typical rants. This one was unremarkable and indistinguishable from his usual dribble, which has been steadily losing listeners for years, until he crossed that line by calling our men and women in uniform who oppose the war in Iraq, and I quote, phony soldiers. This comment was so beyond the pale of decency that we can't leave it alone. And yet he followed it up with denials and an attack on Congressman Jack Murtha, who was a 37-year active member of the Marine Corps, combat veteran. We've been debating the Iraq War here in the Senate and throughout the country, not for months, but for years now. There are good patriotic Americans who favor the war, and good patriotic Americans who oppose the President Bush's first getting us to war and the way he's handled the war. Neither party holds a patent on patriotism. I know all my Republican colleagues would agree with this, or at least I hope so. Yet Rush Limbaugh took it upon himself to attack the courage and character of those fighting and dying for him.
All right, that's a little bit of Senator Reid's comments. What's your response to that? Eric?
I'm sorry, my response?
Yes, your response.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's certainly taking it to a political level. I mean, Media Matters was the first to highlight those comments last week. And then it has become a political issue because, obviously, Harry Reid's talking about it on the floor of the Senate. And there was a vote yesterday. This is also in the context of the political part in terms of a response to the Move On ad with General Petraeus and how Republicans turned that into such a big media story. So it's a little bit, I mean, if we're just looking at the politics of it, it's a little bit a tit for tat. And it's Republicans saying, Democrats saying, you know, we can play that game as well. This point about Rush Limbaugh's reaction is interesting because Limbaugh has not apologized. In fact, he's claiming he was taken out of context, which is clearly not true. He really stepped in it with his phony soldiers quote, and he's been spinning furiously since to say he was talking about this specific people. And not just, soldiers who opposed the war.
Right. In the initial conversation, he didn't name anybody.
No. And to prove his point, he posted, a transcript of the show to show how he was talking about the specific incidents of this soldier who had faked his background and fake stories about the war, and that was the phony soldier. Well, in order to prove his sort of innocence, he posted an edited transcript and told his listeners, who are easily misled, obviously, that it was the whole transcript. So, I mean, he's so far down the rabbit hole at this point. You know, he has to doctor his own transcripts to try to prove that we doctored his transcripts. So, there's not much he can do at this point, but other than claim, you know, he's taken out of context, and that's the road he's going down.
Yeah, now, U.S. Representative Mark Udall, who is from here, offered legislation yesterday condemning the talk show host, Rush Limbaugh, for his comments about his remarks about phony soldiers, and also he was condemning anybody else who would make any comments about the soldiers, regardless of where they sit politically. And Limbaugh claims he didn't do this, but this is not the first time he's done this. I mean, he went after Paul Hackett, who ran for office,
yep,
and claimed that Hackett had served in Iraq to pad his resume. But back in those days, nobody,
right,
nobody took up this mantra of defending somebody in uniform.
He called John Kerry a fraud. As you mentioned, he threw in Jack Murtha. Because Jack Murtha was concerned about possible atrocities or war crimes that had been taking place in Iraq. But for Limbaugh, none of this stuff exists. No innocent civilians have been killed in Iraq. No one who supports the war is a true patriot. And again, this isn't 2003 or the winter of 2004. I mean, we've been over there for 50 months, and he's still, there's still this sort of worldview that anyone opposes. And poses a war as, and patriotic. And we really are getting to the point, particularly with Limbaugh, of a parallel universe here. We can no longer even agree on facts and transcripts. I mean, Limbaugh, to spin this, posts edited transcripts, tells his listeners, these are the complete transcripts, this is how I'm exonerated. And Media Matters says, oh, by the way, he edited out a minute and a half of his entire transcript. And so all the right-wing nuts say Limbaugh's been exonerated. Limbaugh's been exonerated. Go read his transcripts. And so we really are in this parallel universe where there are no accepted facts. And they're going to live in their own world where Rush Limbaugh, you know, edits out, you know, his conversations and pretends that it's the real deal. I mean, how do you have meaningful conversation with these people when they can't even read the words in front of them? I mean, it's really quite amazing.
I don't know. I puzzled on that for a long, 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 long time. Is this a tipping point for Rush Limbaugh or no?
I don't know. I mean, who knows? I mean, his listeners will you know, that 22% of Americans who think the war is a great idea and George Bush is Winston Churchill, I mean, you know, they're going to follow him to the grave. And you know, they love being misled by Rush Limbaugh. They're scared to death of fact-checking him. They take great comfort from the fact that he tells all his, you know, white male listeners they're under siege every day from progressives who are trying to ruin their country, and he pats them on the back for being, you know, white Christian males in America, being able to survive another day, even though, you know, they're all under this extraordinary attack. They love playing victim. He absolutely feeds into that fear that they have. So, I mean, this subculture will just continue. But the fact that he wouldn't apologize, the fact that he wouldn't say, maybe I misspoke. I mean, there was a very prominent conservative blogger, Rick Moran, who wrote, you know, who looked at it and said, you know what, Limbaugh stepped in it. This doesn't make sense. His explanation doesn't make any sense, and he should just say so. You know, Republican senators, McCain, Mitt Romney,
Norm Coleman
from Minnesota, they've all said, you know, this is not acceptable. So there are some people who will look at this and say, you know what, you stepped in it. And you know, if you're going to be a talk show host, you got to admit to making mistakes. But he's gone on the attack. It's you know, it's just like O'Reilly last week. You know, these people have a martyr syndrome that's beyond sort of recognition, and they want to play it that way. And you know, that's the road they're going to go down. But the fact is, he said what he said. There's no spinning out of it. You know, he does think that anyone who serves in Iraq or anyone who's retired from the military that criticizes the war is a fraud and a phony soldier. This from a man
who never served
a day in his life.
Yeah, who never served. Now, this country has a long history, and I wonder if this part of it is gone now. But we had a long history in the past of eventually rising up and dealing with people like this, and I, you know, Father Coughlin, Joseph McCarthy, and we could, you know, name numerous others that eventually have been pulled down by public opinion.
Right.
I wonder if we've lost that ability now with the way the media is managed these days.
Well, again, and I think we have, you know, the right has successfully created through Limbaugh and Fox News, et cetera, a parallel universe. So there are no agreed upon facts, and you know, McCarthy was brought down with the gradual realization that his accusations made no sense, and you know, there was sort of fact checking, and eventually he cried wolf too many times. But imagine if there was a Fox News back when Joe McCarthy was around. I mean, they would have come to his defense every day for 5 years. So it is difficult because, you know, these people have been revealed by any, you know, common standards as fraudulent phonies. But they can live in their own little bubble. And they have Fox News and they have talk radio and they have Michelle Balkan online. And they all tell each other that they're not crazy and that they're marching on to victory. And, of course, all of this is wrapped in the war. I mean, they are incapable of acknowledging what a fiasco the invasion was and the occupation continues to be. So I really think it has sort of warped their mentality a bit.
9:18, 18 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, Erica Bullard with Media Matters for America, senior fellow there. The media, I mean, talk radio, by and large, aids and abets this. There's no...
Yeah.
There's no question about it. It has now become a situation where there is a, and nobody ever discusses this. I don't mind discussing it on the air. But there's also kind of an unofficial blacklist in talk radio in that if you're a liberal or a progressive or you don't march to the same drum of Hannity, Limbaugh, or any of those folks, other than working in this format, you basically can't get a job.
No, I mean, if you look at the big talk stations, market after market, from dawn to dusk, it's just interchangeable hosts who all say the same thing. It's quite remarkable.
It's quite boring, actually.
It's quite boring too.
No,
but
it
again,
really is.
But again, there's this. It's just this. It's amazing. I mean, who on earth would listen to the same message every day, all day, on the same stations with the same people? All advancing the same message that, you know, white America is under attack. You know, the liberals are out to get you, and the media is out to get you, and the illegal immigrants are out to get you, and Ivy League campuses are out to get you. I mean, how much victimhood can a listener take?
Well, there's ratings there. I mean, they do all right. And then on our side of the situation, I mean, we could be accused of doing the exact same thing.
Well, no, I mean, you can't. But in terms of the volume, you can't find
no.
You just get progressives.
No, but 15 years ago, 18 years ago, you could find them there.
You could find them interspersed, but I don't think what they were doing was just pure victimhood. I mean, this seems to be the mantra every day.
About everybody's the barbarians are at the gate trying to break it down.
Absolutely, and right, the paranoia and you're a victim, and we're gonna just sort of feed that paranoia.
And there's too much extremism. I think at times too on both sides.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, and particularly when there's a contentious issue like the war, and people have been butting heads over it for 4 or 5 years. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it would be great if there was, you know, a more of a civil conversation or a civil debate, and online hasn't helped. There's a lot of heated rhetoric. I would place the blame on the right, with people like Michelle Malkin calling, you know, reporters traitors. And
yeah, they're totally over the top. They're totally over the top. And then the game they play is like this, that they make these totally over the top statements. Then you sit there and point out where they're totally over the top. Then you attack them. Then they come back with victimization.
Right.
Oh, I'm shocked that you could refer to me that way and that you could talk that way. Well, wait a minute. You guys have been, you know, at this since 1952.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, well, okay, so the rest of us are starting to get hip to it, and we're starting to say, okay, here's the deal. We're not going to a knife fight with a bedroom pillow. Then you start, you know, this big moral umbrage type situation. And you're right, Limbaugh, O'Reilly, all those guys, they're famous for this, and their callers ape the same behavior.
Yeah. And what's so interesting now, and, you know, with the Riley dust-up last week about his going to Harlem and Limbaugh, you know, their hatred of Media Matters is almost beyond the knowable. I mean, and what we're doing is simply what no one had the time or resources to do, was to listen to it, tape it all, and report on what they're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
And that, for them, is just treasonous behavior. And we're just posting their conversations, and it's their own words, and it literally is driving them insane.
Well, look at Limbaugh's rhetoric, okay?
Right.
Hillary Clinton front group, quote unquote, is what he called Media Matters. All right, now if that's not out of the Joseph McCarthy, J. Parnell Roberts playbook, I don't know what.
O'Reilly's called us Stalinists. Conservatives have called us a criminal enterprise. I mean, you name it. They've run out of adjectives. And what we're doing, and what we are, of course, is a nonprofit think tank based in D.C. that posts transcripts and reports on a newscast. I mean, it's a completely, you know, open forum, and we provide audio and video, and people can make up their own mind about whether someone has crossed the line or not. But for them, you know, to bring their to bring their right wing conversations out into the open, apparently is just so out of bounds that.
Well, you're calling them on it. In essence, and in essence, nobody has ever called them on it before.
That's right. That's
and
right.
they're angry about it. And then on top of it, ownership and management is angry about it because they do not want you or anybody else sticking your nose into their business.
Right. The last thing broadcasters want is government interest. The CEO of Clear Channel got a letter from Senator Reid yesterday. Broadcasters want nothing to do with Washington, D.C. Clear Channel had a very rough time in the last 5 years testifying before Congress about corporate ownership and things like that. Believe me, they want no interest from Washington, but this week they have it.
Yeah, you're right, and their number one money earner and premier star is responsible for having this happen. I just want to say one other thing. Does this ever amaze you? Does it amaze you like it amazes me that people who listen to these guys, that they just can't hear that this is not a new formula, that what this is one that's been going on in this country since well before the 50s, and that these guys are just descendants of other people who have been disgraced, and they're still using the same tactics, and
right.
It's like, wow, you know, like what, we don't teach, and I guess we never have taught, the blacklist in school,
right.
So nobody knows exactly what that is, and a lot of their callers must not have any idea what that all is.
Well, or they listen to Ann Coulter, and they think Joe McCarthy got a bum rap from the media. What they do know about McCarthy is that it was the fault of the liberal media.
Yeah, I've always wanted to ask her. Oh, is that like when he stood up in front of the Senate and claimed he had names of, and I love the way he used to say this, communists, that he had names of communists, and that it turned out that the pieces of papers that the papers he was holding had no names on them at all?
That's right. A total fraud, but was able to obviously manipulate and intimidate the press for several years. Before they got up enough nerves to step out in front. But you're right. I mean, his listeners don't have any idea. I mean, they think Limbaugh and O'Reilly invented this stuff. And they love it, and they think that Rush Limbaugh has been vindicated because he posted phony transcripts on his website.
Exactly.
So these are not people who question their leader very often.
So how long do you think, all right, last question, how long do you think this is going to go on before it finally comes totally and completely unraveled?
Oh, I don't know. It'll take a long time. I mean, we've been posting stuff about O'Reilly and Limbaugh and everyone else in the press. And, he's so secure in his base and he makes Clear Channel enough money. He's going to have to say something pretty amazing. But then again, no one thought Don Imus would be kicked off the air this year.
Yeah, so you just don't know. Eric, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you being on. Good to talk to you again.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Okay. There's Eric Bullard. And for Media Matters, Paul Waldman out. Jameson Fosier in next week. 9:26, 26 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And
feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
Go further into the unknown.
Let's get moving.
With an all-new season of Stargate Atlantis.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
No enemy they've ever met.
It's the race.
No challenge they have faced.
People are going to die.
Can prepare the Atlantis team for the adventure yet to come.
If we all go, there's no coming back.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 central on Sci-Fi.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings. It seems Frankie was too good for dial-up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
The approach of Rocky's Autos, where they have got a huge amount of clean late model previously on cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. If you're prepping up for winter, these cars are all winterized and ready to go. And if you're thinking about all-wheel drive or SUV, you got to look at Rockies. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't go anyplace else, but what I am saying is take a few minutes to go by there and see what they've got. Or check them out on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. They've got great people to deal with, like the Alshear brothers, and the list of people from Colby Harris to Spanky Herrera to Gerard Menard to Johnny Mays. I mean, it just goes on and on. All of the good people who are out there and who work so hard, over 100 of them, to make your shopping experience and your vehicle buying experience a success. And let's face it, buying a car is a big deal. They're open tonight until 9, and they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And ask yourself this question. They've been operated, family-owned and operated, since 1982. They've been around a long time. You don't get that by doing people wrong. You get it by doing people right. And they have repeat customers time after time after time. Join the Rockies family. Get out there and see them. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Are you tired of the same old real estate advice? Buy, hold, and pray? Now you can discover the secrets that the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class do not. Attend an exclusive free training based on the phenomenal best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, coming to the greater Denver area, October 8th through 10th. This free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why? Why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth and reveal why you're never too old or too young to raise your financial IQ. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is available only October 8th through 10th, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll-free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 9:31. 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll move to open phones shortly. 303-713-7600. And this is from the Greeley Tribune. The fallout around District Attorney Ken Buck's recent illegal immigration forum will reach the Greeley City Council on Tuesday night. That's tonight's Samuel Guerrero. A Greeley resident hopes that as many as 100 people will show up to speak out against Buck's forum that highlighted stories of people who were negatively affected by crime perpetrated by illegal immigrants. And, boy, if you live in the Greeley area, man, show up tonight. It's at the Greeley City Council. It starts at 6:30. I only wish I didn't have to get up in the morning so I could be there, but I don't live in Greeley, so technically I really would probably not be allowed to speak. But if you live in Greeley, if you live in that area, show up and demand that Buck answer questions. Like, for instance, did he or did he not use taxpayer money for this little Bund meeting that he carried on? By the way, the council chambers are at 919 7th Street. 919 7th Street. And we'll be interested to see what the outcome of that is. All right, we'll move to open phones coming up. But right now, we'll move to traffic on AM 760 Progressive Talk with me, Jay Marvin. And here's Gina to handle it.
All right. Thanks, Jay. Well, we've had a real serious crash up on northbound I-25 near Highway 7, and that has basically shut down the freeway. It is blocked for all intents and purposes right now, all directions. So you're not going to be able to head through there. We've had trouble all morning on the southbound side right near in that kind of in that same area. and so near Johnson's Corner, and so that has also created a major stack up. So just watch out for this one. We still have heavier traffic into downtown, southbound I-25, dealing with a crash northbound Sheridan. That is shut down as well at 100th Avenue due to another pretty serious crash. Weather outlook today, expect a partly cloudy day with breezy and mild conditions. We'll get a high of 70. Right now, partly cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The flu is coming. Not all flu shots are the same. To be safe, get your flu shot from the nurses at the Visiting Nurse Association.
I hereby call to order another meeting of the Dial-Up Dudes. We still dial up to the Internet, and we like it just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Our first order of business regards our former member, Frank Jennings.
Oh,
it seems Frankie was too good for Dial-Up. He said it was too slow. So he abandoned us for Comcast high-speed Internet at only $24.99 a month for 3 months.
That's a great price.
Comcast is super fast.
Yeah, I heard it even beats Quest Connect.
Wait a second, what are you saying? That you'd rather surf the web than wait? That you don't enjoy the prolonged epic breaks between web pages? That you no longer believe in dial-up?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying.
Yep.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $24.99 a month for 3 months. A lot more speed at a great price. At up to 6 megabits per second, Comcast is faster than Quest Connect. So call 1-800-COMCAST today. Offer expires 10/21/07. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call for details.
You own a business. You may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
Thermal Advantage. 1-877-99-THERMAL.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Hi, I'm Maggie May. Come join me right here on Saturday afternoons at 1:30 for design and decorating tips. And together we'll explore interiors that satisfy the soul. Visit MaggieMay.net. That's MAE.NET.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, this is breaking news just in. Jury finds basketball star liable in $10 million sexual harassment suit. Madison Square Garden also found liable. Must pay a punitive damage. This is $10 million against Isaiah Thomas. And another athlete in trouble. 9:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know what? Men who act in a sexual discriminatory manner towards women and engage in sexual harassment are pigs. They are absolute freaking pigs. Now, I had a woman once claim that I did it. And that caused a big row, but I never really did. I mean, I just made a comment on the air about her. And she couldn't wait to rush off to human resources. And it wasn't a flattering comment. And that was at the point where I just said, you know what, my association with this radio station is over with.
Everything Isaiah Thomas has done since he's become, the GM of the Knicks or coach, whatever, it has been bad stuff. Remember the Nuggets-Knicks brawl?
Yeah.
He kind of egged Carmelo Anthony on. or told, you know, told some Nuggets players not to come in the hole or they're going to get hard fouled. And then you got this situation. He says that a black woman would take the B word not as offensive as a white woman would.
Exactly.
You know, is he a woman? How would he know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it's like, don't they at some point or another, don't most companies at some point or another, don't they talk to their employees about sexual harassment? Don't you get talked to about that kind of stuff?
I know. Yeah, well, you know, it's in all the employee handbooks that they give it to you when you get hired somewhere. I'm sure, you know, a place like Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks have some guidelines in place.
Yeah, sure. I mean, what guy in this day and age thinks that sexual harassment is okay? Now, is it wrong to say a woman is hot looking? Is that considered to be sexual harassment, or is that a compliment? But there's a difference between that and other things.
He's just been digging himself a hole ever since he retired as a player.
Well,
I loved him as a player, but you know, I think he is a slimy individual. I really, really do.
Well, okay. So is it okay to say a woman's hot looking? I mean, I once. Back in what I want to call the AM 760 progressive talk, politically correct, Stalinistic, ironclad days of towing the political line. I one morning said, oh, you know, Zane Virgie on CNN is really hot. Oh, God, all these women called in. To dare you. And I got all these emails. I mean, is that like a wrong thing to say? How do you say that a woman is good looking and you don't say it so that you don't get yourself into trouble?
Or sound sexist.
I mean, I won't even walk up to any women working here in this building and say to them, oh, you really look nice today. Well, what are you inferring? That I don't look nice on other days? I won't even go near that.
Which is kind of ridiculous, you know? I mean, if you just want to give somebody a compliment, feel free. I mean, at some point, are we walking on eggshells with what we can and can't say to people?
Yeah, we are. But the thing is, there are guys out there like Isaiah Thomas and others who take this stuff and they take it way too far. So they screw it up for the rest of us.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And I just want to know what kind of guy out there thinks that's okay. Because you know there are men out there that are underneath silently. They're seething at the fact that they can't act in an overtly sexist manner towards some woman they work with. And I think women could do it in return, too. And so, therefore, you can't say anything. Because if you do, then you're in trouble. So, once again, we get into the whole situation of having some kind of balance and achieving some kind of balance, and getting some kind of a situation where we've got balance. Okay, fine. I find you attractive. I think you're very good looking. I think you look exceptionally good today. But do I want to go home with you? Do I want to sleep with you? Do I want to make some comment about some body part that you have or whatever? No, that's not what I'm interested in doing. But I've always found the best way to deal with it now is just don't say anything. All right, let's go to open phones. Anything you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mick in Denver. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
Buddy?
All right, doing good.
Yeah, let me just say four names. Romanowski, Alzada, two white guys, O.J. Simpson, and Isaiah Thomas. All four of them are jerks. You know, that's basically all I want to say in terms of just the way they have comported themselves and tried to be, you know, representatives of the games that they've played in.
What is it about those folks?
They've been like that for a long time. I've read plenty of stuff over the years about all four of these guys.
What is it about them that they can't control themselves?
Ego. Ego, they've been handed, you know, everything. People have bowed down to them. Women have thrown themselves at their feet forever. And they've never been, you know, like the common man. Like, hey, a Roberto Clemente, there is a guy that, you know, a giant. in terms of athletics, which was what I had called up earlier on, but you were busy, and I was just going to call about, you know, baseball and everything. Just wonderful what happened last night.
Oh, yeah, good for the Rockies.
You know, my background being Cuban and all, baseball is in my blood. Four or five generations of baseball in the family, and all from the islands and here. And I, you know, for me, I love all North American sports. I was telling Turk that, you know, football is a war. That's what it is, a war. Baseball is a duel. And that's what, you know, true fans of sports can look and differentiate. And for me, they're both great sports, but there's nothing like, you know, bottom of the ninth inning, two outs, you know, man in scoring position. And, you know, somebody like my dream is the Rockies are up 2-1, Yankee Stadium, seventh game. And Alex Rodriguez steps up to the plate, and they got Manny Corpus, you know, pitching relief to get them, you know, to get them the win. That is exhilarating in terms of, you know, that showdown. Is it going to go over the fence, or is the guy going to fan, you know, one of the greatest hitters in baseball, and all? And I got to tell you, Jay, you know, about radio.
Yeah.
Be very honest with you. Diversity is on your side, because today you've talked about P.J. Proby.
Yeah, nobody knows who he is, man. I just snatched that one out of thin air. I don't know where P.J. Proby came from. And you notice how nobody calls but you to go, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But everything that, you know, Buck Up and Greeley, you know, the S-Chip situation, which to me, you know, the Republicans in Congress, they should hang their heads in shame to say, this is socialized medicine, the guy that came out. This is a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's socialized medicine. So what? Let's call it what it is. It's getting people, it's getting the country healthier, you know, and it's moving kids into the future.
How can you deny kids fully funded health care? I don't understand how anybody can think that that's like a good thing, to deny kids fully funded healthcare. I'm absolutely amazed. I'm amazed at people's position on this.
Well,
I really am.
You said it, Jay. You know, I mean, to, you know, be very honest with you. You said it. It's how, what the people truly have in the core of their being as what's right and what's important. Okay. And all the people you rattled off, Cheney, Bush, and everything else, your earlier caller, you're exactly right. They don't want to hear it because they feel that there is this, you know, it's going to turn the country upside down.
Well, you always hear the same thing. Here's what you always hear. I don't want to pay for.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I don't want any responsibility. Yeah, that's what you, and the elephant in the room, which they never want to identify, is this.
Right, that's right.
That they're interested in stuffing as much money into their own bank accounts and have little or no social responsibility. And that guy, Justin, I mean, he can call up here and he can make all the statements he wants to make about this stuff and hang up and run off and do whatever he wants to do. But the fact is that you go look at the voting records, and the voting records tell the tale. Mick, thanks, man.
All right. Shawnee says hi.
Hey, tell her I said hello. Thanks.
Okay.
Talk to you. That's his great daughter, who is just the best. Rick in Weld County. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, you know, I've been wanting to talk to you today, and, you know, we're talking about talk radio. And, you know, it's been a couple of years now. You've been in the trenches every day, and, you know, hitting on a lot of local issues. And I really wanted to just say, keep up the good fight, and thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.
You know, it really, a lot of times when I'm kind of down, yesterday, I saw there was a resolution by a congressman supporting Rush Limbaugh. And I was just really bummed. I was like going, oh, my goodness, you know, this is how the Republicans react to this. And, you know, then I heard your show, and it just, like, really gave me a new perspective on life.
Well, thanks. I mean, I think we all get down. I think we all feel frustrated and bad. And I think that it's very, very hard to look at what goes on today and be able to look at it every single day, day in and day out, and have any kind of positive attitude. It's really, really tough. But, look, here's the key thing. At least now, Harry Reid, Mark Udall, and a whole host of other people, at least, they're fighting back.
Yes.
At least we're getting some denunciation of this guy and what he said. And I think that people just, you know, need to know that at some point all of this has got to stop. That's what I think.
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, it is, I can't say a war, but, you know, basically, you know, in this market here, especially like Colorado, just from Denver, it's just been inundated with, you know, all, you know, a lot of this really extremist right-wing.
Well, that's all over the country, though. That's not just here. We're not the only ones. That's all over the country. It's not popular. It's not in vogue these days to do this. But if you ever do it, you can find out for yourself. And, of course, we're going into the season now where you wouldn't do it. But if you ever take a road trip, all you have to do is forsake your CDs, forsake your iPod, forsake satellite radio if you've got it, turn on the AM dial, go up and down the AM dial, and listen to everything. It's either all of these syndicated right-wing hosts, or it's the local hosts, and what they're basically doing is they're just aping these guys that are in syndication and carrying on in the same manner. And it's all over the dial. It's the same damn stuff. And that's why it's like, oh, my God. It's like Eric Bollard said, enough is enough already. I mean, how much more of it can you take? And it's just not, I mean, it's boring.
You know, I actually do check out the opposition, I guess you would call it, usually through the Internet, just to see, you know, what's going on. Media Matters is really a great website. I hope your listeners check it out. I check it out really often. I support them monetarily. I make donations. I've actually emailed them at times with different things that I have seen, you know, people say on a couple of occasions. And, you know, it's basically this kind of stuff like Limbaugh's pulling and, you know, Hannity. And it has to be out in the open. And I think once people really start seeing, hey, what's going on, you know, the way these people are, you know, getting away with. And I'm not talking about, you know, people who are in the left, people who are in the right, just regular Americans who are right in the middle. And are, you know, listening to, you know, different things. Because, you know, when I listen to your show and I talk to my neighbors who are Republicans, they have really similar views. And when I tell them to listen to this, your program, they're like, oh, well, that's Air America, that's left, or, you know, that's AM 760, that's a leftist. But then when they'll come by hanging out in my garage, we're doing some work on the car, and they'll listen to you, and they say, that guy makes sense.
Well, that's a very, you know what, that's a very, very big compliment. But I don't know. People know something's wrong. The country is shifting. The country is beginning to change. And maybe we will see a reflection in that, in what's made up in the media. Hey, Rick, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day.
Hey, the same to you. Thank you, Jay.
All right. Thanks for your time. 9:50, Jay Marvin at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Actually, it's 9:51. And here's Ricardo Morgan with the traffic.
Jay, you can expect big backups starting to stack up on northbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen. Got a serious crash at Highway 7. They've now closed northbound I-25 at 144th. That's where they're taking you off right now, so you can't go any further. Southbound is open, but bound to be a little bit slow as you head through Highway 7. That's just north of the E-470 interchange. 144th, the last exit before you get to the E-470 interchange. So keep that in mind if you're traveling north of town. Going to be big backups due to that closure. Northbound I-25 at 144th due to the accident at Highway 7. Weather forecast, sunshine, a little breezy, cooler today, high of around 70. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 42. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, high of 80. Right now it is 61 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting is great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio, or click the web banner right now. Go to Meeting. It's changing the way we do business.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy. And who really can blame him? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Trevor's first pitch. Swung on line to right. Giles makes the catch. Holliday's going to tag. Here's the throw coming to the plate. The tag by Barrett. He dropped the ball. The tag. Holliday is in. Rockies have won the game. Barrett dropped the ball as Holliday went sliding by, and the Rockies are going to the playoffs. They have waited 12 years.
There you go. 13 innings. And we talked about baseball earlier in the morning here, and good luck to the Rockies, and thank God the San Diego Padres did not win. 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour. Ooh, I want to listen a little bit of that. The Who. Or the Birds, rather. I'm sorry. I love this song. Okay, the rap on this song was, according to Time Magazine, this song was really code for an LSD trip. But the Birds said that the song was about an airplane ride in the LA International. Who do you believe? Time Magazine or the Birds? I believe the Birds. Oh, I love the Birds. It's my childhood. Probably not yours, but mine. Okay, here's an email somebody sent me. Dan sent me at am760.net. Pretend your wife is standing next to you. Imagine your mother is on the other side. Don't say anything that would make them uncomfortable. Well, Dan, you're right about that. I tell Mary she's hot all the time because she is. Sunny today, high of 72. Yeah, I always tell her. And I don't think her mother, I mean, her soul rest in peace, would be mad at me saying that about her daughter. Mary's a very beautiful woman. And few women out there can compete with her. At least nobody I've ever found. How about this? Former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson said Monday he was certain former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction prior to 2003 and the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, a point of contention in the 4.5 years since the war began. We can't forget the fact that although a particular point in time we never found any WMD down there, what does he mean down there? What is he talking about? He clearly had WMD. He clearly had the beginnings of a nuclear program, Thompson told an audience of 60 at the Newton Cafe. Thompson later said he was referring to Saddam's attack on the Kurdish northern Iraq with banned weapons in the 1980s. Oh. Okay. Well, I guess we could quibble. This is coming from a man, by the way, who didn't know in Florida on the campaign stump, didn't know anything about the Terry Schiavo case, plus on top of that, made disparaging comments about Cuban Americans, which is a death knell in Florida. All right, Fred, might have to go back to law and order there, pal. See you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tom Hartman is next.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199. Free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-400-4010. That's 1-800-400-4010.